Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, July 11th, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, your election headquarters, with 117 days to the presidential election, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And we are absolutely loaded today. Loaded. Very little time to waste. It's Joe Biden's big boy press conference day. Is that a joke that the White House and the Democrats were making? It appears to have originated from the Biden administration, his big boy press conference. Why is it the big boy press conference? Because he's going to put on a fresh diaper. They're going to get him all doped up, and he's actually going to talk to the press for the first time in a presidential press conference in months, in a year. Can you remember the last time Joe Biden did a presidential press conference? I certainly can't. Probably been years. So they call it the big boy press conference. A joke, a big joke on the American people that they can hide Joe Biden, script TV interviews, script radio interviews, lie about his health. So, but it's the big boy interview, like wink, wink, nod, nod. The American people are so stupid, they don't realize Joe Biden is completely incompetent. Yeah, we do. And it's such a problem for you now. It still remains the number one story in the country that Joe Biden needs to drop out. So we're going to have live coverage of the big boy press conference. Is this his make or break moment? Is this a Democrat saying, all right, make this free throw and you can make the team. If you miss it, you're done. I'm thinking he'll probably go late, meaning he'll be late. Some people think he'll just outright cancel it. He's got to show up. If it goes after 6 p.m., we will be here covering it. So you will get live coverage right here on the InfoWars War Room no matter what. So I've got a ton of political news leading into that from both sides of the aisle and the continuation of this struggle that the Democrats have right now of what to do about Joe Biden. But there are some more signs. I would say there's definitely some signs now of what they're going to do. I think I would even say that we have a clearer picture of what they're going to do today than we've had to this point. And I'll bring you the evidence that leads me to the conclusion that they maybe now do have a plan. They might still give Biden a chance. It's hard to believe. But as of right now, Thursday, July 11th, 2024 at 3:03 p.m. Central, Joe Biden is still the presumptive nominee. He has the delegates. So as of right now, Joe Biden is still their guy. And so you can sit here and say, well, how do they go forward with him, especially considering all the negative press in the recent weeks? But as of right now, it's still Joe Biden. But I think we kind of see their plan forming. All right, we've also got some geopolitical news, pretty significant geopolitical news, in fact. Like I said, whole stack of just a huge stack of election news. I mean, it's everywhere today. It's pretty much all election news. And it's kind of like the same thing. Democrats are panicked about this Project 2025 deal. They're also panicked with friend of the show, Ivan Raiklin. And they're writing all these hit pieces about Ivan because what is Ivan doing? Ivan's doing the same thing. Maybe not in the scale that Project 2025 is, but kind of at a more intimate level, boots on the ground level. And he's trying to organize and activate Republicans and Republican voters. And so now they're writing stories about Ivan Raiklin and what he's doing and saying, look, this is Donald Trump's henchman. He has a list. So, okay, well, we're going to be joined by Ivan Raiklin to get down to the bottom of that. And then I got a ton of video clips as well. It's going to be a loaded show. We could run long tonight. Should the big boy press conference, maybe we should be taking bets. Is Biden going to be late? Is he going to be over under? I'd say 30 minutes probably for the over under. I mean, he's got to go at least 30 minutes, right? Anything short of 30 minutes, Joe.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Although I wish I were here with better news, the fact is that you and I are sitting here today because this will be your last week of employment. And this is not an assessment of your productivity. I'm going to try not to take this personal.
Well, I just had a bad night.
Donald Trump posted that to his True Social account. And just as we told you yesterday, George Clooney was simply speaking for Barack Obama. That's now been confirmed or reported by multiple leftist news outlets, as well as other news out there that they're now Biden's team believes that Obama is actually behind the scenes running the Joe Biden ouster. Where to start with all of this news? Let me start with this. Because I think that this is kind of the big, fresh thing to look at and get ahead of. It's kind of been a mystery. This turmoil inside the Democrat Party is truly organic. And I think that that's why it's so chaotic right now. And I've got all these examples. Some people are still riding with Biden. Other people are calling for him to drop out, and we'll get into all the headlines. I do believe this is organic. I do believe this is a true internal struggle happening. And if you look at how election cycles normally work out, you kind of go through this early in an election year and in the winter prior to an election year during the primary process. That's when things tend to get a little heated and the infighting kind of goes on. We saw a bit of that with the Trump supporters and the DeSantis supporters, and things got a little heated. And that's all behind us now. That's the normal cycle, and you know, that's all behind us now. So that's how this normally goes. Well, the Democrats are now in that cycle with 117 days till the election, way too close to the election. And people tend to have a short-term memory dealing with politics. So this is not going to go away. The damage that's been done to Joe Biden now with the people calling for him to drop out and all of this infighting in the Democrat Party, this isn't like a January, February, March of an election year situation. By the time the election comes around, it's ancient history. This is like, no, people are going to remember this. People are going to remember this in the final month leading up to the election. And that's kind of the most damning thing. But to this moment, Joe Biden is still the presumptive nominee. But there's some things that are emerging now that I think give us an idea of what the Democrats have in mind when it comes to replacing Joe Biden. I think we have a pretty good idea. And I think that the ticket will be it's crazy. Maybe and Hillary's kind of the outlier in all of this because we're all kind of living in this Hillary Clinton revenge world still. Believe me. But Obama is truly the leader. Barack Obama is truly the leader. And I think that the Democrats' plan right now, I think what they're floating around and talking about is a Kamala Harris-Michelle Obama ticket. I think that that's what they're looking at. They believe the namesake of Michelle Obama has enough pull. It doesn't matter. Michelle doesn't have to campaign. And I don't even know if it matters, president, vice president, either. I don't even think that matters. I think they're looking at a Harris-Obama ticket. And do not discount this important factor. Do not discount this important factor when it comes to a Harris-Obama ticket or an Obama-Harris ticket. It doesn't make a difference. Democrat voters are so stupid, they will literally think it's Barack Obama and go vote. Do not doubt me on this. And they know it's true. There will be groups of Democrat voters, specifically in population-dense areas, deep blue areas, if they just see a sign that says Obama-Harris or Harris-Obama, they will literally think Barack Obama is on the ticket again. And that will motivate them to go vote. Do not doubt me on this. And the Democrats have made these measurements too. And that might be why, if there has been a long-term plan to get Michelle Obama involved at some point, that would be why she's not campaigning. Because they want people to think it's actually Barack Obama running. Now, I have evidence to support this theory. And I'll get to some of that later on in this hour. But I would say that there's enough evidence now. Some of the fog has cleared. Maybe it still depends on what Joe Biden does today at this big boy press conference. Maybe they figure, hey, people go through infighting and internal struggles during election years all the time. Biden can survive this. But I'd say enough of the fog has cleared now to say I think the Democrats want a Harris-Obama ticket. I think that that's what they're looking at. And I would even say Gavin Newsom, who's probably smarter than all of these people, that's why he's been rejecting the idea that he's going to get involved multiple times because – he might not want to get involved in this election. He might say, I don't want anything to do with this. This whole thing is a disaster. Call on me for 2028. But they're so desperate, they could beg Gavin Newsom and maybe he would get involved. But I think Harris Obama is where they're leaning. Now, I'll get to some of the other evidence here, but let's just look at some of the most recent here. Peter Welch is the first Democrat senator to call on Biden to drop out. That's the New York Times. Well, that's not even accurate, but it doesn't matter. Michael Bennett has called for Obama to drop out. Chuck Schumer has said he's okay with the idea of Biden dropping out. And so Welch is technically, you might say, the second or the third. So, no, it's not the first, but the New York Times is pretending it's the first. Doesn't matter. Point is, yet another congressional Democrat is saying it's bad. Actually, to quote him, it's a catastrophe, said the Democrat from Vermont. A catastrophe. Speaking of the debate, we can't unsee what we saw. Well, where have you been all this time? It's a real problem, he says. It's a real problem. We can't unsee what we saw. Well, I guess he hasn't been watching. I guess he hasn't been looking. We've been seeing this for quite some time. So you have dozens now of congressional Democrats that have called for Joe Biden to step down. You can't put that cat back in the bag, as they say. And we're not a year away from a presidential election. We're months away. So this is short-term memory stuff that people are going to be talking about, thinking about, as we are right up against the election. Mia Farrow, this is just more of the Hollywood celeb BS, turns on Joe Biden, saying time to pass the torch. Now, what's funny is she made a tweet or a post on X about it, and she then erased it. people think this was George Clooney that put her up to this. She's got her nice little gay flag there in the bio, too. It's nice. Is she gay? I don't know. She deleted it, but she's calling for Joe Biden to step down. You know, there's another struggle in this, too. How do you deal with this? How do you deal with Joe Biden is the greatest president ever, which is what they've been telling us. Joe Biden, greatest president of all time, is what they tell us. Oh, to now he needs to drop out. It's a disaster. It's a catastrophe. We can't run with Joe Biden. We won't win. Well, what do you mean? Most votes of all time? Greatest economy ever, Jack? Most secure border ever, Jack? All the accomplishments? I mean, they've been telling you how Joe Biden is the greatest president of all time. Most votes of all time. Now all of a sudden he needs to drop out of the race? What happened? Oh, it was just a bad debate. Please. That's what they'll tell their voters. Oh, it was a bad debate. Oh, my gosh. No. This guy is extremely unfit. He's extremely unpopular. His presidency has been an absolute disaster. And you voted for him to be the nominee. So what are they going to do? He's the greatest president of all time. Oh, but we need to force him to drop out. Well, okay, if he's unfit to run and it's so bad he needs to drop out, well, then how can he still be president? What are you saying now? Now you're saying he's unfit to run. Well, then how is he fit to be president? They got problems. But again, the Democrat voter, do not underestimate the Democrats even understand this. The average Democrat voter is so ignorant and uninformed and just flat out stupid that they really think they can get away with all of this and a Democrat voter will still vote for Biden or whoever they put on the ticket. And they're shocked when they find out otherwise. By the way, Alex Soros, he's riding with Biden. He's going to be riding with Biden after he got engaged to Hillary's alleged lesbian lover. And you know, Alex is also in photos with men looking quite twinkish. Soros, the big Democrat donor, let's stop running against ourselves and run against the existential threat that is Donald Trump. Biden-Harris 2024. So he gets engaged to the Clinton associate, Uma Abedin, and now he's riding with Biden. So that's a legitimate fracture. Hey, the people voted for Biden to be the nominee. We need to protect our democracy. Anybody coming out against Joe Biden is coming out against democracy. It was Barack Obama all along. Now, let's just flash back for a minute and remember when the most recent fundraising effort that featured Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and Joe Biden, when Barack Obama had to lead Joe Biden off the stage. Now, do you remember what we were reporting then? How unnecessary it was for Obama to do that? So unnecessary that we think it was intentional? Was that the beginning of the end for Joe Biden? Did Barack Obama intentionally embarrass Joe Biden with the yank off the stage, grabbing him by the hand and helping him off the stage, a lost and dazed and confused old man? Was it done intentionally? Was that the beginning of the end? Did Obama intentionally embarrass Joe Biden in that moment? And now here we are today. And Obama is now getting deeply involved in these matters since. Biden aides believe Obama is plotting Joe's ouster. After the Clooney op-ed. Never doubt me, folks. What I tell you, George Clooney, he's the voice of Barack Obama. He's the Hollywood henchman of Barack Obama. Now even Team Biden is admitting that. Maybe they're tuned into the show. I mean, after all, they need to be informed, so they probably should. Team Biden believes Obama is behind the ouster. That's Yahoo News. Politico has a story. Politico. Barack Obama and George Clooney were in touch before the actor wrote his brutal op-ed suggesting Biden was a diminished man who should step aside. Obama did not encourage or advise him on the op-ed, but he did not try to dissuade him either. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he didn't. I'm sure he didn't encourage or advise him. Mm-hmm. Of course, the entire insinuation of the story is just that, that Obama was behind the Clooney op-ed. How do you think Clooney even gets the op-ed? Who do you think is making these connections? You think George Clooney is calling up saying, hey, I want to write a piece? Or do you think Obama is pulling some strings saying, hey, let's get Clooney to write a piece? How do you think that goes? But okay, now we get in to the fog clearing. By the way, you know, how many boats and mansions does George Clooney own? Because he's causing an awful lot of climate change. The embattled Biden campaign tests Kamala Harris' strength versus Trump. Oh. They're testing Kamala Harris' strength. Should we test Kamala Harris' strength? By the way, all these polls they're releasing are garbage. But they're putting them out there as this starter of, oh, well, maybe Kamala can beat Trump. Kamala had a speaking engagement today. She was at the top of her game, wasn't she? She was at the top of her game. Here's another Kamala moment today in clip 17.
They taught us that we could do anything and should never be burdened by the limitations of other people to be able or not be able to see what can be. And this is that community who understands and can see what is possible unburdened by what has been.
Okay. Now, it's really not worth to spend so much time trying to even understand what that word gibberish garbage salad was. But it sounds like what she's saying in this weird circular vocabulary, just repeating the same thing over, it's like she looks up synonyms for one word and then just reads them all out. It sounds like what she's saying is, it's like she's telling black people, don't let white supremacy or white history hold you back, is what it sounds like to me what she's saying. I don't know. That's why I don't want to spend too much time on it, because it really doesn't make any sense if you just look at the statement and read it. But it sounds like that's what she's hinting at. Wait a second. It's the American left that are telling black people they're the victims. It's the American left that are sitting here pointing at slavery and white supremacy and all this other stuff and telling black people to hate white people and blame it on police and blame it on slavery and you need everything given to them for free by the Democrats. So, I don't even understand the intention here, but let's not spend any more time on that. It doesn't even matter. There's your word salad from Kamala Harris. They're testing her strength. Now, remember, Kamala Harris went to the U.S. men's basketball team practice for a photo shoot. And we can laugh, and it's funny, and that's fine, but believe me, this is strategic. Believe me, this is strategic. And it's not a coincidence in this moment where the big a big topic of discussion is the Democrats losing the black vote to Trump that they go hang out with the U.S. men's basketball team. And then it's no coincidence that Barack Obama is doing the same thing, sitting courtside at the men's basketball game last night. And, you know, look. The only person more popular in politics than Barack Obama is Donald Trump. But let's not kid ourselves. Barack Obama still has the charisma and the swag. as he's gallivanting and peacocking around. Now this was hilarious. Have you guys ever seen the Key and Peele sketch where they say Barack Obama gives a lot of dap, you know, fist bumps, hugging and everything when he sees black people, and then when he sees a white person, he just gives a quick handshake and moves on. He literally did that at the U.S. men's facilities. You guys cut the video off early, but if you go back, you'll see it. He goes up to all the black basketball players and is hugging them and dapping them and shouldering, and then the white guy, quick handshake, and then walks away. So it really is irrelevant, but it was just kind of funny. The point is, this is not a coincidence. Now, I want to give the audio of this, too. Yeah, here's the, it's literally the Key and Peele thing. You can't even believe it, except you saw it. I want to give the audio because listen to the audio here as people are watching Obama dap up the men's basketball team. Listen to what some of the people in the crowd say. Go ahead.
Got my vote.
Four more years, he's got my vote. Grumblings that they would vote for Obama again.
It is true, I am the Hooper in Chief.
All right, that's enough. I'm telling you, it seems trivial. It seems mundane. This is 100% strategic. It's free press. It's good political optics. It's targeting black voters. It's trying to remind people that the Democrat Party is cool. It's the party of Obama. And Obama, I don't want to spend too much time on this. Obama is one of the greatest psyops ever pulled on the United States of America. And many leftists and black Americans are still under the spell. And it was very clear watching that video. It's undeniable. The long-legged Mac Daddy, as it was once said. He's still the long-legged Mac Daddy. So Obama is putting himself back in the picture. Kamala is trying to do events to make herself relevant. While Michelle Obama is the disappearing act, I believe this is all strategic, ladies and gentlemen. I think they want you to remember Barack. They want you to remember how cool Barack is, how charismatic Barack is, how popular Barack is. So Barack is kind of unofficially campaigning right now, getting the optics, getting the viral videos, getting the hype. And so if they do end up running Michelle Obama as president or vice president, Democrat voters will literally think it's Barack Obama. Do not doubt me on this. They will put out signs that say Harris Obama or Obama Harris, whatever, it doesn't matter, and they will literally think it's Barack Obama. This is all strategic. This is not a coincidence. Trust me. Now, I got more on this issue coming up. And this is the problem. We've got this Umar Johnson video where he talks about how the Democrats are actually against black Americans now. But there's like this little hint where he can't fully break from the spell. He's still under the Obama psyop. And then we also have the issue where they're talking about, well, one way to get Biden out is the campaign funds. Wait a second. Last week you were saying Joe Biden just raised the most money of all time. So what is it? What, he has the most money or he has no money? I'm trying to figure this out.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nation iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The eugenicists, over 100 years ago, were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have the communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state, intelligence agency, controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
InfoWars.com/show. Piercing through the globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Losing the black vote, which keeps you in power, what would you do? Well, you'd try to have a ticket with two black people on it. Now, I don't want to have this debate because it's irrelevant, and I have a lot of people messaging me this, and I've read even deep into the controversies. Is Kamala Harris even eligible to be president? Honestly, I would say technically yes, and I have people that completely disagree, and they break it down. But she was born in the United States, and there is legal precedent that says that's technically a naturalized citizen, even though neither of her parents were citizens at the time. I'm not going to have that debate. I don't think it matters. And it's not worth even talking about that Kamala Harris is not even African American. She's Indian and Jamaican, a descendant of slave owners. Also irrelevant. Now, it's information that should be known to the American people won't be a factor. So here's more proof, and they have the poll numbers. They've seen the videos. They saw Trump's rally at the Bronx. They see what's going on. The Daily Show brings some black Americans onto the show in hopes that they'll talk about how they're supporting Biden. They don't get the results they want in clip 18.
Okay, so who will you be voting for in 2024? Daryl.
Do I have to say his name? I don't want to, but more than likely, it's going to be Trump.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable.
Who are you going to be voting for?
Biden.
And then Victor?
I'm with her.
Oh, Biden, okay.
Trump.
Eric, Trump?
Biden. Mm-hmm.
Biden?
Trump.
Okay, we're an even split, which I didn't see that coming. So do you think there's going to be a big shift, any sort of change?
I think it's going to be a big shift.
Me too.
Big shift?
Yes.
Big really?
Shift.
Okay.
For me, I've always been a Democrat. And it's like, for the most part with the Democratic Party, they always make a bunch of promises that they can't deliver.
You know, they use the issues of the African-American community as a soapbox to stand on and make promises, you know, just to get us to come out and vote. And then once we vote and everyone's in place, it's like, well, what happened?
Uh-oh. And let's be clear about this, too. It was a 3-3 tie on that six-person panel. I would tell you, the guy on top of that panel who said Biden, he'll be Trump by November at this rate. So the Democrats have to course correct, and they assume, well, how do we win over two black women? How do we win those two black women over? How do we get them to vote Democrat again? Harris Obama. This is how they're thinking. Now, Umar Johnson is a famous pro black activist, influencer, however you want to put it. And what's ironic is I don't think Umar Johnson is a racist because he's pro-black. He might be racist, he might not. I don't really care. Being pro-black is not being a racist. But, of course, it is ironic. I think it's worth mentioning. If any white person had the same rhetoric as Umar Johnson does about white people in the white race, then, of course, they would be racist. But that's just some of the cultural hypocrisy that we deal with here. Regardless, he goes on the Breakfast Club with Charlemagne, which is a hilarious situation there with Charlemagne. He lets Joe Biden go on his show and say, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. I mean, it's almost like that statement gets worse. It's still stunning that he even made that statement. And then it's even more stunning that Charlemagne just let him do it to him. But listen to what Umar Johnson says, and I have to do a little bit of a breakdown while this is happening. Listen to what Umar Johnson says as, again, people are realizing the Democrats actually don't care about black Americans.
Bottom line is when Joe Biden got elected, he said he wanted to fast track 4 million undocumented residents to full citizenship. Black people completely ignored it. Mm-hmm. I spoke on it. I said, do you know why he want to fast track 4 million? Because he know he's not going to do nothing for us. We ain't going to be motivated to vote for him in November. So what he's going to do is have these migrants already set up with citizenship so they can replace the black vote that he loses. The migrants are being put in our communities on purpose, New York and Chicago on purpose, because they are what? The two blackest cities in America. They're the two largest cities in America. They're the two most politically conscious black communities in America. So if we can wash out the black with the brown in New York, if we can wash out the black with the brown in Chicago, Philly don't stand a chance. Atlanta don't stand a chance. L.A., Houston, Dallas, Detroit, Chicago don't stand a chance. The migrants are here for three reasons. Replace us at the polls. Replace us at the low-end industry jobs. They're not the enemy. The problem is black people don't get as much opportunity. Mm-hmm. So then people say, well, you know, white people don't really like brown people like that. That's true. But you know what the difference is? They don't have the burden of accountability with them that they have with us. We built the country. Mm-hmm. So every time they look at us to deal with us, the bottom line.
Real quick, and there's a ton of this. I didn't want to play all, like, you know, 15 minutes, but a lot of what he's saying, but not most, is true. And you could sit here and debate some of the, you know, nuance of it. But here's what's frustrating is that there always has to be this hint of anti-white or assumptions of white people. That's what's so frustrating about it. It's like, oh, white people don't get along with brown people. What are you talking about? So it's like, dude, you're having a massive political realization here. But you still, it's because here's what it is. He's probably smart enough to realize the reason why he's popular and famous and maybe rich, I don't know, is because of that anti-white bent that is kind of the launch pad for everything else. But it's like, dude, you're having a political realization here that could bring everybody together to help America, but you have to cling to that anti-white crap because that's how you make your bottom dollar. It's frustrating, but continue.
Y'all brought them here, and they built y'all into what y'all are. They don't have to say that to the Venezuelans. They don't have to say that to the Colombians. They don't have to say that to the Mexicans. So although they don't like brown, they would much rather deal with them than the black, because with the black, there is a white man's burden that you owe them restitution for 246 years of unpaid labor. Now let's look at what Eric Adams is doing over there in New York. A family of four is getting $1,400 a month. $1,400 a month. Do you know that that's more than what some of the veterans are getting with a child? They're getting more money than veterans who served in the military. Dang. Not only that, they're getting free food stamps, free child care, and permanent housing. Although New York City has a black...
This is what I'm saying again. And just rewind it so you get that part. This is the real issue here. You don't need to go on the anti-white 250-year-ago history that you've never lived. You're having a big political moment. You're having a big political realization. You're hitting on the real news. But it's like he just has to have the overtones and the undertones of, oh, yeah, by the way, the white man is still bad. And I don't know if the Trump part is in this clip. If not, we'll play it in the next segment. But are you hearing this? Oh, illegal immigrants are replacing us. They're getting all the free stuff. We're not. They're getting better deals than even American citizens, veterans. And then he's going to mention the black community again. Go ahead.
Free food stamps, free child care, and permanent housing. Although New York City has a black homelessness rate no less than 35%. So you got black people who pay taxes living on the street, and you got migrants who ain't paid a single tax in their life eating and living better than the black people who built the country. If I was talking to Eric Adams and Brandon Johnson of Chicago, I would ask them something. What is the Democratic Party giving you guys that you're willing to sacrifice your political future to push this migrant agenda? Because I don't see how they get reelected by black folks. I don't see how. And if your city goes to the migrants...
So we'll come back and finish this and play him mentioning Donald Trump being right on the other side. But folks, who does Umar Johnson sound like? Who does he sound like? A conservative talk show host. Where have you heard everything he just said before? Only on conservative talk shows. And who's playing this clip? Who's highlighting this clip? Who's celebrating this political realization? Conservatives! Mostly white, by the way. Isn't that funny? The only people that will play that and highlight that and sound exactly like that are conservatives, mostly white.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank.
It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, so let's finish these clips and then move on to what's next. So here's the rest of that first clip, and then we'll play Umar Johnson talking about Donald Trump. So go ahead and finish the first clip.
And if your city goes to the migrants, you can best believe the migrants ain't electing no black person to mayorship. So you're literally dying on your sword for the Democratic Party. Do you know that New York City has spent $1.5 billion on the migrant crisis so far? It's projected that this year, 2023 was $1.5 billion to take care of migrants. $1.5 billion. 2024 and 2025, they said it will cost New York City $9 billion. Chicago has spent about $350 million this year on the migrant crisis, and that's expected to quadruple. And you know what was so disrespectful about Chicago with regard to Brandon Johnson? Remember all them schools they shut down in Chicago because they said they couldn't afford to operate them?
Mm-hmm.
They opened them up. Not only did they open them up, they renovated them. They renovated them, turned them into apartments for migrants, so you sleep upstairs, go to school downstairs.
You know, it's amazing. He sounds exactly like a conservative talk show host. Now, again, I wouldn't say he's racist. I don't know if he's racist. I don't even care if he's racist. He's pro-black, and there's nothing wrong with that. You're not racist just for being pro your own heritage or skin color. I couldn't care less. But it's funny how he's constantly projecting all the anti-white garbage buying into the division against white people, and yet he's saying the exact same things that white conservatives have been saying for years, that white conservatives have been banging on the desk, shouting into the microphone, trying to pass legislation. So it's like, dude, we're your allies. We're your allies. You sound exactly like a white Republican voter. So it's like there's still that one step that's necessary. And I don't know if he's doing this consciously because he believes the only way for him to make it with his personality type or you know, celebrity status is to be whatever, have these anti-white things or these race division things. Or if he really still believes that. But it's like, dude, you're one step away from getting it. Like, you're almost there. White conservatives not only agree with everything you've just said, we've been saying it for years. It's time to join the team. You may not like my skin color. I don't care. We have the same views, which are we want Americans to live great in America, for America, by Americans. That's what we want. We don't care what your skin color is. We just want Americans to be successful, have prosperity, have freedom. Don't care where, don't care your skin color. So it's like it's just one step. You're just one step away. If you could just put down your identity politics, just put down the race baiting, put down the racial division, and it's like we're there. We're finally there. Just one step away. Here he is admitting Donald Trump was right about the issue.
See, when Donald Trump said during the debate that Joe Biden is taking black jobs and giving them to migrants, he was correct, although he didn't say it because he cared about us, but he's right. When people say, what do you mean by black jobs? Get out your bougie feelings and deal with the reality. One third of black men have a felony. So there's a lot of jobs they will never qualify for. They are mostly what? Essential workers, warehouse, trucking, security. And a lot of those jobs are going to who? The migrants. So that's what he meant by black jobs. We got to stop being so sensitive and look at the reality of it. I was reading a report the other day. They said the Latinos taking over the construction jobs. They taking them over. Mm-hmm. And the low industry work, like your gardening, your landscaping, completely taking it over.
All right. So he's completely right. The non-citizens, the illegal aliens are taking all the jobs. Black jobs, white, it doesn't matter. They're taking all the jobs. Have you had a driving service, a food delivery service? Have you had that, a repair service anytime recently? It's almost every single time a non-English speaking illegal alien. It's very frustrating. It's funny, the ones that come from Russia and Ukraine at least try to speak English. The ones that come from Latin American countries, South American countries, they don't even try to speak English. They don't even try, and they can't. Now, again, Democrats are hearing this. There's a buzz about this. And at this rate, even Umar Johnson will eventually endorse Donald Trump. Now, of course, he'll say, I know Trump's a racist and he hates us black people, but he's the best thing for us. They know this is coming. They see this. They see this as just months away. So how do you correct course? How do you stop it from happening? You get Joe Biden out and you replace it with a Harris-Obama ticket. And I think that this is the realization. And I think this is where it's going. Now, here's Jen Psaki propping up Kamala Harris in a recent interview, clip 11.
Kamala Harris, the vice president, I'm going to call her vice president now because I keep calling her. She is like, in my view, an undervalued talent. She's a very fierce communicator. She's very strong, especially on one of the core issues that made the election maybe won or lost on, which is abortion rights. You know, and they said, this is why I think when she did a couple of interviews after the debate, I was sitting on the set with a bunch of other NBC anchors, and we were like, everybody was like, that was great. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing out in the country, and nobody is really tracking it. It's just, that's who she is. But there is a character out there. There is it's almost like public opinion hasn't caught up with what she is doing out there. And also, we live in a country that is sexist and racist. So, like, there is that. Not everybody at all, but there is a level of it that does impact elections.
With Inside Jen Psaki, it's Jen Psaki. That's hilarious. Telling you, folks, they're looking at Harris Obama. They're looking at Harris Obama. And now, here's what I'm afraid of. This happened last week. Now, what are the odds that the Patriot Front and the Black Hebrew Israelites were both marching in New Orleans on the exact same day? B-roll for me, clip two. Both of these groups you might call extremists, whatever. What are the odds that both of these groups are marching? Oh, okay, so the Black Israelites were in New Orleans, and the other ones were in Nashville. They weren't in New Orleans? Okay, so what are the odds? Thank you, crew. They're telling me the other videos from Nashville. So what are the odds that they're both marching on the same day, both of these groups? Now, I'm not deeply embedded in the politics or the organization of the Black Israelites. I'm not deeply embedded in the politics or the organization of the Patriot Front. But the point is, let's say there is some sort of an operative running it or a federal operation running it or some sort of influence over it. They could easily have two groups like this, whether it's Patriot Front or Black Hebrew Israelites or Black Lives Matter or anything else, and they could easily try to have another Charlottesville moment, or they could have another, you know, police brutality situation to try to start some sort of a racial division and try to leapfrog politically off of that heading into the election. So that's a fear of mine. That's a big fear of mine that they could be drumming up to try to get Black people back on the Democrat Party plantation. So I'm real concerned about that. And when you had the Proud Boys trying to rip masks off the Patriot Front, they were all fighting for their lives to make sure that their masks stayed on. So what's that about? So that's kind of a fear I have. Something else the Democrats could have up their sleeve before the election to try to really flare up racial tensions, hoping that'll get Democrats back on the Democrat Party plantation. All right. We've got Ivan Raiklin coming up in the next hour. Folks, remember, all of this is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We've got big sales happening, big discounts on top products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Spirit of 76 sale is still live while supplies last.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, we went a little hard on Ben Shapiro yesterday, and I don't take any of it back. But, to his credit, he did have a nice back and forth with Eric Swalwell that's worth a watch. So here it is.
You want less bureaucracy, right?
I do.
I want less bureaucracy. You want more efficiency?
I do.
I want less more efficiency. You want taxpayer money spent wisely?
I do. Congrats on becoming a Republican.
Yeah. My parents would be proud. Mass deportations, it calls for that. Do you support that part?
I support the deportation of any illegal immigrant who is in the United States who is not of benefit to the generalized American public.
So if they're picking agriculture that puts food on the tables of everyday Americans, they've never committed a crime inside the United States, they didn't come across with documents.
Why do Democrats always go with that? Who's going to clean your kitchen? Who's going to pick your food? Why do they always go with that?
Benefits are larger than the contribution they are making to the economy, or if they're involved in criminal activity, they should be deported.
How do we measure that?
The same way that the IRS measures my income every year. It seems like if the IRS can track down every aspect of every receipt that I've ever submitted, and
if they were willing to
hundreds of millions of other Americans, they can do that for illegal immigrants as well, except for the fact that no one knows how many are in the country thanks to this administration.
So you would be cool with creating a system where they could pay those taxes if they wanted to and then stay and work and put food on our table?
It depends on how long it would take for them to pay the taxes, and they would also have to go presumably to the back of the line, although I'm not sure why I'm testifying about immigration policy at this point.
How about banning the abortion pill? That's part of Project 2025. Do you support that part?
Oh, Project 2025.
I think that that's a state-by-state issue.
This is a hearing on censorship.
I'm just asking you.
Sure. I'm a fully pro-life person, which means that I'm not in favor of the distribution of the abortion pill.
Banning same-sex marriage. What about that part?
I am in favor of traditional marriage between a man and a woman, and I am perfectly fine with anyone having any sort of voluntary sexual arrangement they seek. That's a different thing from whether the government should attach benefits to that personal relationship.
But you think it's a sin to have same-sex marriage?
I mean, I'm confused. Are you asking me as a religious Jew what I think about biblically?
I'm just asking, is it a sin to be gay?
Is it a sin to be gay? I mean, how long do we have here? 2 minutes? I mean, if the basic idea is that sexual orientation is up for government regulation, I'm not in favor of the government regulating the private consenting sexual activity of adults. That is a different thing, once again, from whether the government ought to engage in actual benefits for particular sexual arrangements that adults make.
But again, just you to me, is it a sin or not?
From a religious Jewish perspective, orientation is not a sin, but activity is. That's also the same perspective of most major religions, so far as I'm aware.
Okay. And how about cutting Social Security? Do you support that part of 2025?
I'm not sure what Project 2025's position on Social Security is. I'm in favor of the restructuring of Social Security along the lines of privatization and lowering and increasing the retirement age because you, as well as every other congressperson, knows Social Security is going to go bankrupt, and yet everyone seems to have an interest in lying about it for the next decade and a half until we have to take austerity measures or radically increase inflation or taxes.
And bans against books about slavery, do you support that part about?
Why would I possibly be in favor of bans about books about slavery? That would be absolutely ridiculous. What I am in favor of is the idea that school libraries should be able to make decisions along the lines of what exactly is appropriate for, say, a seventh grader and whether they ought to be treated to cartoons and genderqueer. That's not quite the same thing.
And just because we found some receipts, you did say, I think homosexual activity is a
sin. This is a hearing on
gender. There's a genetic component.
You found me out.
Orientation. But the view of all religious people I know has always been that sexual behavior is something that is up to you. And you said, I may have a desire to sleep with many women, but I do not.
I agree with me. Yes, that's true.
Congratulations on your, I'm sure it's very hard to restrain yourself. Mr. Chairman, I just want to shift to Alvin Bragg. He was supposed to be here this week, and he's not coming. And Hunter Biden was supposed to testify. Now he's not testifying. We were supposed to have votes on articles of impeachment, and we didn't. And, again, we're just wondering, you guys write great press releases, but the payoff seems to never come. And so I guess we will keep waiting, and we'll do hearings like this. And gentlemen, finally, Chairman, you know, you can yell, you cannot yell fire in a crowded theater, but, and that's a restriction on speech as you have recognized before, but you can yell theater in a crowded fire, and you all can continue
Chinese
to do that.
Chinese spy banging Eric Swalwell embarrasses himself. That's amazing.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. There's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Ivan Ranklin joins me now. And, boy, he has the interest of the Democrats right now. They are really, really, they're gazing into his bald head right now looking for answers. And they're trying to figure out what the heck's going on. And so I'm going to get some answers from Ivan. But let me just get something clear here first. The story is published at Raw Story. Trump's Secretary of Retribution.
That's pronounced raw sewage.
Raw garbage. Trump's Secretary of Retribution has a target list of 350 people he wants arrested. Now, you haven't actually been offered a job by Trump called Secretary of Retribution, have you?
No. So I've never spoken directly or indirectly with President Trump.
All right. I don't need to just hold it right there. Just hold on. We'll get to a long answer. I just want to get some things off just on the record first. Has Raw Story, Raw Garbage, have they ever reached out to you for comment?
They attempted to reach out to me with a voicemail, and then they also followed up with some questions. But I normally don't engage with double-digit IQ individuals. So I would say that they would fall into that because they've spent the last 4 years of getting every single story right. So why would I amplify raw stupid – or excuse me, I mispronounced it. I think it's raw sewage. Why would I engage with them when I can have them come to my platform and follow my work and drive traffic to free speech, accurate conspiracy oracles like InfoWars as opposed to trying to amplify their garbage publication and make them money?
All right. Well, I appreciate that compliment of InfoWars coverage, and it is true. Okay, and they talk about this list. Now I lead into this because they say, oh, Trump wants to arrest journalists. Trump is going to target journalists. Well, hold on a second. I'm a journalist. They've put me in prison. Steve Bannon is a journalist. He's currently in prison. They're the ones targeting journalists. And so it's funny how they sit here and they say, look, Trump wants to target journalists. They're the ones that target journalists. So what is this really all about?
What it's really all about is I think I've finally connected all the dots with the major criminal conspiracies that have been conducted on us, to include you, over the course of the last 10 years. And I can do a whole link analysis and timeline giving you the names by date, name, date, place, and transgression by category, which I created a list about. And I first aired it with your counterpart here on InfoWars. And he was kind of taken aback, and it's the deep state target list. It's the list of illuminating so that America understands who was behind the censorship industrial complex, who was behind the political, let's just call them targeting themselves of reporters and journalists such as yourselves. I mean, it comes down to, like, Jamie Raskin was even making a statement in there And it's funny how they got comment from Jamie Raskin. They got comment from Alexander Vindman, even though they didn't mention his name in there, because he's afraid to have his name in there, who blocks me on Twitter as well. Julie Farnham is in that list. She was the Deputy Intel and Interagency Coordination Division Chief over at U.S. Capitol Police on January 6th. I've got the names and receipts of everybody that Elon Musk needs to look at their Twitter accounts for, the direct messages, the ins and outs of email traffic between Twitter employees. Jim Baker, you just showed him up on there. So all these individuals that are attacking me are the ones on my list. So was it something I said, Julie, Jamie? Yeah, it was me calling you out for you conducting political violence. They're trying to blame me and make me the boogeyman of what they're doing. Let's list the times that they've conducted political violence. Let's say Roger Stone was live stream swatted, raided, wasn't he, by Criminal News Network that was live streaming that swatting raid of Roger Stone. That's what they did. And what else did they do? They kidnapped Roger Stone temporarily. Right now, they still have in detention and have kidnapped Steve Bannon, and they've kidnapped Peter Navarro. That's political violence that I'm begging Jamie Raskin to bring me into a joint press conference with Speaker Johnson that he's calling on and Chuck Schumer so that we all collectively say, hey, we collectively denounce all political violence and we need to create consequences for those that have already committed political violence, whether it's the Summer of Love of 2020 that was going on, all those involved in that political violence, whether it was U.S. Capitol Police Officer Michael Byrd that murdered his political opponent, Ashley Babbitt, who was an unarmed First Amendment election justice rally attendee, or whether it was Lila Morris, MPD officer, that murdered Roseanne Boylan, once again, an unarmed First Amendment election justice rally attendee in 2021. And let's go even back historically. What about going after and finding out and creating consequences for those that were involved and family members that were involved in the political assassinations of John F. Kennedy, RFK, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King Jr.? Last I checked, it's almost entirely the Democrats, but there are also instances of Republicans. So this is not I'm bipartisan or I'm party agnostic to creating consequences for people that have committed acts of treason and criminal conspiracy that must be held to account in the most peaceful, patriotic, legal, moral, and ethical way ever that these people have experienced in their life and that America has ever experienced in the history of this country's almost 250-year history.
I'm starting to hone in. The more time you spend with somebody or the more time you study their actions and activities, the better you understand them. And so I'm really starting to hone in on kind of the latest developments of the left with their hatred of Project 2025 and now you. This is just a short here, – here's Joe Biden. Joe Biden posted this video earlier today, just short video, guys, clip 22.
Project 2025 will destroy America. Look it up.
All right. So here's what I've realized, and it kind of came with – we are what – because, look, defining things – And categorizing things is actually important. And I understand why people get frustrated and they talk about, well, the false left-right dichotomy or, you know, the Republicans are no better than the Democrats and, you know, all this other stuff. Or people get upset because I explain how Nazis are actually leftists and they're like, no, wait. And I'm like, look, categorizing things using the modern-day political lexicon is a very important thing to have political victories. And so you can have these little skirmishes over what actually means what or who's actually on our side and all this stuff. But to have big political victories, you need to categorize. You need to have terms and phrases that stick. And so that's why I talk about the new right. You could say, well, the right's no better than the left. It doesn't matter. It's about bringing us together and saying this is the new right. This is what we represent. So where am I going with this? Why do the Democrats hate Project 2025 so much? Because it's an action plan, or I called it a playbook yesterday. It's a political playbook and a formula to actually implement conservative strategy and policy from day one in the White House. Well, that's what the left does. That's what the left – they come to D.C. with the playbook. They come to D.C. with the formula. That's why they have victories. Conservatives, Republicans, we don't do that. Project 2025 is that. That's why they hate it so much. Same thing with you. Leftists, liberals, Democrats, progressives, they put us on lists all the time. They got hundreds of different lists.
You were placed on the list. You know who placed you on the list? The January – Mike Pence's beloved Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi's beloved Benny Thompson appointed staff director David Buckley to create the Patriot Target List. And you were one of those individuals on their Patriot Target List. So why can't I create my own list? And that list, then I take the Twitter accounts of those individuals on my 350-plus list, and then I'm clamoring. And, well, I've been communicating with Schellenberger and Matt Taibbi to try to get Elon Musk to move on two things. Remember in December of 2022 when he said Twitter is both a social media company and a criminal scene, a crime scene? Well, I want him to release the evidence of that crime scene, and I want to also have him explain with the evidence that he has of why his pronouns are arrest Fauci. Remember that Fauci and company also committed political violence to the tune of tens of thousands at a minimum that were executed, complete slaughtered as a result of the jab mandates, not to mention Chris Cuomo's brother, Andy Cuomo, that forced adults or elderly to rot in nursing homes until they died so that they couldn't vote. And those were probably majority Republican voters because they're elderly, right? More conservative. He conducted genocide on them by conducting that illegal, unconstitutional edict. So, Jamie Raskin, I agree with you. You need to stop the political violence that you're accusing me of trying to create. I'm just calling out their political violence, and it needs to stop. And the way we do it is by – I always said this. The mother of all Twitter files that Elon Musk's sitting on ideally would be released on September 3rd, right after Labor Day and right after the DNC convention. And then America can see firsthand with full stop evidence of their internal communications of what they did to destroy our country. And you're probably going to find a little smattering of CCP communications. You're going to find a smattering of – it's just going to only escalate to the point where our entire society is going to demand paper ballot, hand count, in person, one day voting. And they're going to say, you know what? Yeah. The only way we circumvent the illegal voters from voting, the digital fraud, the machine fraud, the retail, the wholesale fraud, and the foreign interference, they're going to come to the same conclusion that I have. The only way that we have a free, fair, and transparent election is that when Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, and some of the other bigger influencers, as well as President Trump and others, demand that the state legislatures on November 5th hold a roll call, live streamed video vote of that legislative body where they vote on how that state will allocate their electors. That circumvents all layers of fraud, and it holds them to account live. Remember when we saw people voting for Speaker McCarthy and the Speaker of the House? That's full transparency. So if we can apply that to the states on their allocation of electors, guess what, folks? Republican legislatures control over 270 electoral votes. Thus, this guarantees a free, fair, transparent election that will guarantee, if everybody votes by political party affiliation in the legislative bodies, it guarantees a Trump reelection. Guess what? You can't go against it because it's transparent. And Nate, what do you think will happen to a Republican state rep that is in on it or that is a coward? You think that they're going to have the courage to vote against the Republican nominee when the entire world is watching them vote? I suspect they're going to have to consider, do I vote against Trump so that I can get that big pharma money or the other bribe schemes in order for my, you know, dirt to not be disclosed? Or are they going to face the wrath of their constituents? And I think at that point, the calculus is that they're going to face more wrath from their constituents more than what we did to Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger. And so they're going to have to decide, I'm going to have to be the They're going to have to take their cowardly path, which is the easier – the path of least resistance, which is going to have to be to vote for the person that they have TDS of. And this guarantees a re-election.
Well, by the way, on Musk, he's basically echoed everything you just said about how elections need to be held. So there's that. Musk has also talked about how he's going to get litigious now against people that are engaging in the censorship. Now, I don't know how much political strategy Musk engages in, but there is clearly a trajectory here where he's coming out more and more against the American left on a day-by-day basis.
I think that's because of the evidence that he's looking under the rug. I think he's looking at the internet,
plus he's being targeted.
The emails and the direct messages.
And he's being targeted as well. I mean, the same people that have trying to get InfoWars shut down or trying to get Elon Musk shut down. I mean, it's literally the same lawyers, folks. It's crazy. I mean, I don't want to get too much into it.
Curve that we've lived through. Like, he didn't live through it, but now he's got this platform. And he's like, wait, what? When he reinstated you and Alex, he had to go in there into the logs and say, oh, wait, Alex Jones was right. So now he's starting to realize that you and Alex and others like myself, we are credible. And those on the left, of these main disinformation distribution platforms, such as the New Woke Slimes or the Washington Compost, they've been exactly what we've been saying. And so now I think he considers us as conspiracy oracles rather than conspiracy theorists.
Well, and you've never called for any violence. Let's be perfectly clear.
Never.
You've never called for any violence. What you do, I kind of look at that meme where – the character from It's Always Sunny, Charlie, has all the different things on the board, and he's got the strings being attached, and he's like going crazy. He's like, oh my gosh, I've been investigating it. Look what I found. And he's like, looks like he hasn't slept in days. He's got like 10 cigarettes burning. You know, that's kind of you. Like, that's kind of what you've really done here, and this is like your final work. And so they're just panicked. They don't want us engaging in the activities that they engage in, which is political activism, political formulas, political playbooks that lead to political victories. The left is panicked that we might actually engage on the playing field. The analogy I made was, it's like if you have two football teams on the field, one of them has a playbook and plays and formulas and strategy, and the other just shows up to play. Well, who's going to win? The team with the playbook is going to win every time. And so now the Democrats, who have been the only team with the playbook, now they're looking at the new right, as I call it, with a playbook, with formulations and strategies, and they're like, Oh, crap. Now they're going to have plays, too? So they know they're screwed.
The only reason why I'm doing this is because those that were already doing this, such as yourself, Alex, you name the people, you are silent. Steve Bannon's out of pocket. Steve Bannon, in his last interview, said, hey, I'm going to be off the field for a while. People have to step up. In the absence of leadership, leaders will lead. Now, if someone else comes out and starts to actually do more and be more effective, I get to sit back and retire and support that individual, right? But until we can get to that point, I am obligated to get in the fight because of my background, expertise, knowledge, and knowing the system while they're trying to go after everybody. And I'm of the mindset that the more you come after me, the more you motivate me to get even harder, stronger against you. So, Jamie Raskin, I am going to be looking at you even further now that you have made a comment to Raw Sewage, because obviously you're colluding with them. I'm going to look at you further, Julie Farnham. I'm going to look at you further, Alexander Vindman, as I continue to expose you in your seditious conspiracy when you coordinated with your traitor twin brother, Yevgeny, to go ahead and work with the Eric Ciaramella whistleblower to cover for the Biden criminal syndicate. Guess what? Fear doesn't exist in this household. Ever. You come after me, I am going to expose you. And it's brilliant that they took my bait, Owen. The reason why I was making those spicy First Amendment sounds was exactly to do what they did to me yesterday, was to bring them out and to come after me. Because I'm being effective. Now I get to get the attention on what I've been saying, have a bigger platform to expose that they have been the ones that have been conducting this political violence. And they don't like that. One other example of political violence to the maximum order. It was John Brennan that, in a vigilante style, without due process, committed murder of American citizens abroad using drones when he was the CIA director. Don't quote me on it, There's a 22-hour filibuster dissertation by Senator Rand Paul that explained that a few years back when he was on the Senate floor going for 22 hours straight, calling on that this is completely unlawful for a CIA director to go ahead, John Brennan that is, use drones to strike an American citizen. No due process. Vigilante. Completely off the rails. Political violence to the maximum level.
Yeah, and this is what's so frustrating with the left. And I mean, okay, what's new? They're ignorant. They think this whole presidential immunity thing was about Trump immunity. I mean, yeah, that might be what spurred it into the Supreme Court, but this protects every president. It protects George Bush and his administration lying about weapons of mass destruction and the death that was caused mm-hmm. afterwards. It protects mm-hmm. Barack Obama from droning American citizens, droning weddings that hit
yeah,
the wrong targets.
Yeah, with the CIA director, exactly.
So, you know, but that's kind of another story. By the way, I don't know how much you get into the false Russian collusion narrative, but you'll probably get a kick out of this. They've got a new book coming out.
Did you see
this? Mueller team's book to reveal inside story of Trump-Russia investigation. Do you think they'll admit the whole thing was a farce? Do you think that's what's hidden inside this book, Ivan?
Owen, I have sources in every single entity that was part of it. Luckily, I have folks in the system. I spent 25 years in the system, right? There are still people in the system that are kind of below the radar, and luckily for them – they work in other aspects of these different organizations that were created to do the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. And so I have, let's just say, I have sources to be able to verify everything that I put out that are better sources than probably any legacy media outlet has done. And so to answer your question on that one, they're not going to say that, oh, we were false on the Russia, Russia, Russia thing. It's already been proved. It's already been disproven that there was any sort of Russia stuff. And I think the reason why they're coming after me is because I'm probably the one that's the most fearless going after them individually and exposing their individual transgressions. And they're trying to find dirt on me to take me off of the battlefield. And so far, guess what? They've investigated me 20 times with nothing to show, but now that I'm applying more heat on the U.S. Capitol Police and exposing the Fed's direction and its cover-up, they're starting to squirm even more. And now that Hodge Twins aired me with a massive, you know, viewership on that show and CommyTube censored that particular three-hour epic dissertation of the deep state
oh, wow.
in a very receptive way with, I guess, the younger crowd, I think they're only going to continue attacking me, and I welcome it. I love it.
Great. So you went on the Hodge Twins on YouTube, and they took the broadcast down?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the only podcast. I'm being told it was the only podcast that the Hodge long-form podcast that they've done that's been censored. And that's like Vivek's been on there. He wasn't censored. RFK Jr. was on there. He wasn't censored. Tim Kennedy,
you're
MMA
getting
guy.
You're getting a lot of notches on your belt.
I was the only one censored.
You're getting a lot of notches. I mean, look, because this is how it is for me. Because, you know, competition is a good thing. You know, it's like if I'm playing football, or let's say I'm playing basketball. Well, Ivan Raiklin just scored like 20 straight points. I'm like, damn, I want to get involved here. Let's go. I want to get some buckets. I need to get some baskets here. But hold on, one thing to clarify before we let you go. They investigated you. You said 20 times, and they found nothing. Are you saying you're Mr. Clean?
Yeah, not only is my hair pretty clean, but I've lived a really clean lifestyle. And so when all the evidence comes out at the end of this, when we were back on, you know, in the game, I will say – let me just put it this way. They go after the cleanest people the way they've done Donald Trump, General Flynn, and me, and we know we're clean. That's why we are as aggressive as we are, because we can find – 20 people in, or 20 organizations investigated me. Now it's my turn to investigate them, and at every instance, I find dirt on them. And so just like Mr. Clean in this you're showing me, absolutely, very clean.
At Ivan Raiklin, the deep state marauder, what are they going to say about him next? Ivan, thanks for your time and clarifying all
God
this for
bless
us today.
You all, man. I love you. You're a brother.
All right, brother. Mr. Clean. I got the Mr. Clean exclusive right here.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Share this message right now at bands.video.
That's a big boy, sir. I'm a big boy. I took a big boy poop. Yes. Yeah, I'm a big boy. That's a big boy, sir. I'm a big boy. I took a big boy poop.
You know, it's funny. And that's hilarious from the Billy Meat team. It's funny because when they first announced the big boy press conference that we have coming up, we're expecting it in an hour, I remember, because we were coordinating the show, we were planning on covering it live, and I remember being like, okay, so 4:30, it's 4:30 right now, just crossed 4:30 here Central Time, and I remember thinking, oh, okay, 4:30, the big boy press conference, we'll cover it live. And then this morning, when I was coordinating with the team, and Alex, he was saying, well, go late, go long, if the press conference runs long. And I'm like, well, it's at 4:30. There's no way Biden's going to go longer than an hour and a half. And then he said, oh, no, it's 5:30. I was like, well, I thought that was Easter or Eastern time. And he was like, oh, no, no, it's 6:30 Eastern time. And I was scratching my head. I was like, did I just wake up? Is this a Mandela effect here? They pushed it back. They pushed it back an hour. Biden's big boy press conference pushed back to 6:30 Eastern, so it's now 5:30. We are going to be covering it live. We'll go late if we have to. He might show up late if they have to change his diaper. So we will be live covering that, but they already pushed it back once. I mean, this thing is just falling apart at the seams. So we're supposedly an hour away from the big boy press conference. What that means, it means Joe Biden is a joke, and everybody's making fun of him because he can't have a real press conference. This will be the first presidential press conference where he's taking questions from the press like this in years. I don't know. When was the last one? Who knows? They'll have a diaper changer on the scene. I mean, it'd be more respectable. It's like, I just soiled myself. I need a minute, guys. I'll be right back. Just give me a minute. I need to have my butt wiped. And he just goes and does a diaper change and comes back out, and that'd be fine. American people will understand. So that's where we're at here. All right. We still got a lot of news surrounding that. I also want to get into an updated electoral map with some of the more recent developments. Folks, InfoWarsStore.com has a big sale going on right now. Could be the last opportunity to buy some of these products, and so I would suggest getting stocked up, especially on some that are going to be selling out soon, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a top-rated, top-selling product, and there's a reason why, because it's fantastic. Not only does it taste great, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix, not only does it taste great, you get over 100% your daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more in one scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this is one of the most popular products we've ever had. It's always selling out, and so it will probably be selling out relatively soon before the rest of the products we have in stock. And then who knows the future if it ever even comes back, if you can ever even buy it again. So Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off, part of the Spirit of 76 Super Sale happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget about the other great products on sale like Brain Force Pro, Plus, Brain Force Ultra, DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. The Spirit of 76 Super Sale is live. Yeah, guys, we can go ahead. We can even do. I don't know if that's what you guys are doing. The background just flashed. We can actually change to our background. We can go with our big boy press conference themed background now, if you would like. I actually meant to do that at the top of the hour, but that's fine. We can just do it now as we're closing in. We're honing in on the big boy press conference. So we'll retheme. There we go. Or we have the other angle too. Maybe we'll switch them back and forth. We're very dynamic here. All right. All right, I'll tell you what, let's get this out of the way with some of the votes that went down. The inherent contempt vote failed. Four Republicans voted against it. John Duarte, California, David Joyce, Ohio, Mike Turner, Ohio, Tom McClintock, California. Anna Paulina Luna had this to say about the vote failing today. Today's vote on my inherent contempt resolution and the legislative appropriations did not pass due to Republican absences. Mast and Massey had deaths in their family. Another member went to the hospital. An overwhelming majority of the party supports this resolution, and it already survived multiple kill shot attempts by Democrats. Our efforts have not been futile, and I thank all members who have been fighting alongside me to restore justice and order in our institutions. I thank all members, I have refiled the resolution and will be calling it up again in a couple of weeks when Congress is back in session and members return. I am also working with a no vote as the institution needs to be protected. Attorney General Merrick Garland will pay and be held accountable for trying to undermine our institutions. No one is above the law. Donald Trump released a statement as well. I agree with Anna Paulina Luna and the many House members who think Merrick Garland should be held in inherent contempt for refusing to release the Biden tapes, even though they were subpoenaed. The House Republicans should also subpoena deranged Jack Smith and look into his illegal investigation of me immediately. And they should pass the SAVE Act immediately to stop illegals from voting in our elections. Republicans must get tough about stopping weaponization and cheating. They may just be coming for me and my elections today, but they will come for all Republicans very soon if they succeed. Yeah, they want one party rule is what it is. Okay, now, here, quickly, let's go to Marjorie Taylor Greene, also responding this, responding to this from outside the Capitol in clip 23.
Yeah, that's one I was pretty angry about, to see that go down. I had strongly supported Anna Paulina Luna's resolution, worked with her on it. I spoke on the floor about it yesterday. It's definitely something that should have passed. Unfortunately, there was a small group of Republicans that voted against it.
Do you have a message for that small group of Republicans?
They should pay attention to the will of the people. Merrick Garland has weaponized the Department of Justice. And I also would like to see the Weaponization Committee and the Judiciary Committee be stronger on this. I haven't seen that committee, both of those, go after the Department of Justice like they should. And I just publicly put it out on my socials. I'm officially calling for the Judiciary Committee and the Weaponization Committee to subpoena Jack Smith. It's time to call him to the mat and bring accountability for how he's abusing the justice system and his just ridiculous political prosecution of President Trump. Yeah, that's one I was pretty angry
about. We'll get into the SAVE Act developments. And I'm also going to do an interactive electoral map coming up with where I think things lie right now with some of the big news that we've seen recently. But as far as the inherent contempt, it obviously should be going on, but it shows the double standard. Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro, they get held in contempt and go to prison. They're in prison right now, both of them. But some people are above the law, like Merrick Garland and Hunter Biden. But here's kind of the canary in the coal mine of the whole story. The Democrats pretending like they're surprised at Joe Biden's cognitive decline in the last couple weeks as if they didn't know. The Ben-Hur tapes are the canary in the coal mine. And they know that those tapes in that interview from I think it was like 2021 when that was recorded. I'm going off memory here. Maybe the crew can find it in the next 30 seconds before the break. But I believe it was 2021 when the interview happened. That will show that, no, Biden has been in significant cognitive decline since the election. And they all know it. That's why they're hiding the tapes. Now, it's also kind of an ace in the hole. If they want to remove Biden, they can just release the tapes and say, oh, my God, it really is that bad. But do they want to give Republicans that victory? They may not care. Getting Biden out might be more important at this point.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the Deep Earth Crystal Pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Infowars.com/show.
What's going on here? Biden is live right now. He was just speaking live. It's all about Ukraine and all the new money that we're giving them and the new weapons that we're giving him. Biden was flummoxed, slurring through the whole thing, introducing Zelensky. So I don't know if the White House is trying to pull a quick one here and, like, confuse everybody on the time or if he's giving a press conference after this. We'll try to figure it out. Biden's not talking right now. He just basically did a short little introduction of Zelensky and how important his war is and how important giving him all these weapons are and everything else. And it's the same old story where Zelensky walks around in a sweatshirt and everybody else is wearing a suit and tie. There Biden does the dementia shuffle, Parkinson's shuffle off the stage. So I guess that was a pre-event and Biden will be back live doing his big boy press conference in about an hour. We'll have live coverage of it. But there you go. More money for Ukraine.
more money for Ukraine, more weapons for Ukraine. They've signed a new compact with Ukraine, and this is all about preventing Donald Trump from stopping the war, stopping the money laundering, stopping the breakup of NATO. You know, I've got a clip of Mike Lee saying it's time for us to break with NATO if they're going to start wars like this, and he's right. But let me do this. Let me go with the plan as we had it scheduled and not get thrown off by Biden giving more of our money and weapons to Ukraine. He's Ukraine first, after all. And let's look at some of these other election stories. Biden advisors are discussing how to convince him to step aside. And the donors have a lot to do with this. Democrat donors warn of campaign funds drying up as Joe Biden holds on. Remember 2 weeks ago they said it was record donations. Joe Biden was getting more donations than Donald Trump. It was one of their big talking points. Now they're saying, he's out of money. So what is it? Is it record donations like you lied about 2 weeks ago, or is he out of money like you're saying today? And where is the money going, by the way? So it's just they can't even keep up with their own lies, but it doesn't even matter. Guys, pull up the interactive electoral college map. I want to go over this real quick, because I think we got a pretty clear idea of where we stand right now today. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer signs controversial election recount fraud bills into law. Michigan passes laws restricting election recounts and fraud allegations. Wow. So you can't question an election. You can't do an audit on an election. You can't recount an election. Wisconsin passes they get a liberal Supreme Court change. They say we're doing mail-in boxes now. So, yeah. So let me tell you where things stand, I think. And we've got some other big news. But let me tell you where things stand. Now, in a fair election where only American citizens vote, one person, one vote, Donald Trump wins in a landslide. I mean, maybe even 50 states, probably at least 40 states. But Trump wins in a landslide. If we have a fair election without all the fraud, without all the cheating, and only Americans voting, and one person, one vote, then Trump wins in a landslide. But that's not how our elections are run. So let me tell you where I think things are at right now. Let's put Pennsylvania blue, because I don't see any reason. Nothing has been done to stop the voter fraud in Pennsylvania, so it'll probably go blue. I think Virginia red. North Carolina red. Don't do this pink crap. I hate that. Ohio red. Good news in Georgia with the new laws there. So we're going to go Georgia red, Florida red, Texas red, Iowa red, Minnesota blue. I'd say Minnesota will still be blue. I don't have any reason to think otherwise. Now, because of the ballot drop box law in Wisconsin, Wisconsin will be blue. Trump would win in a fair election, but they'll cheat. Because of now the latest laws we just saw passed in Michigan, Michigan will be blue. Okay, so where does this put us? New Mexico, that'll be blue. Colorado, that'll be blue. So here's where I think where you stand. And the single vote in Nebraska, the single vote in Maine, it could go either way with that. But I'd say this is where it stands right now. And truly, Nevada and Arizona are the swing states. Nevada and Arizona are the swing states. Now, remember, the Democrats are in a pinch in Nevada. The Democrats are in a pinch in Nevada because they have to get their candidate on the ballot before the clock runs out. So they can't do this late replacement of Joe Biden. They have to do it sooner than later, or their candidate won't be on the ballot unless Biden, dies. That's what the law is. Then they can replace him. But this is truly crazy here. And make that main pink one red, just so we can get the right numbers here. Now you got to go down to the. No, it's all confusing. Make it blue. There you go, and then make the second district red. Yeah, that's Nebraska. Nope. It's all right. I play with this thing all the time, so that's why. And then make the main District 2 red.
There you go. And then the Nebraska District 2 blue. All right. I'm just getting real nitpicky now. Make the New Hampshire one blue. Yeah, thank you. Why does it say that there's another pink out there? Well, it doesn't matter. This looking at this map right now is where I believe we stand on Thursday, July 11th, 2024, and Nevada and Arizona are the swing states. Now, do you have any confidence that Arizona won't get stolen again? Do you have any confidence in that? I certainly don't. I'm not sure enough action has been taken, and the Democrats stole the AG and the governor's race, so I would say let's just consider that and let's complete this. I'd say Arizona goes blue, even though it's obviously a red state. And again, in a fair election, one person, one vote, only Americans vote, Arizona would be red. But that's not the situation. We have Democrats that run that state now. They'll probably cheat and steal Arizona. So look at that. It all hinges on Nevada. And if the Democrats don't get their candidate on the ticket before it's too late, what are they going to do? So certainly they've looked at this and they know that the entire election could be determined by Nevada, which, again, would be a red state, but we're not dealing with fair elections. So, I mean, literally, the entire election could be determined by the outcome in Nevada. And I think if you look at these states, and I think if you look at that map, this is where we stand, and the Democrats certainly know it. And they're making measurements about what to do. Pulling Joe Biden from the ticket too late will cost them potentially Nevada unless he's dead. That's just the law. That's just the law. The only way you can remove a guy off the ballot after a certain day is if the candidate's dead. Otherwise, the ballots will be printed. It's over. So they know they're up against the clock. If they're going to remove Joe Biden, they have to do it before the convention. They have to. So I think this is what you're looking at. Now, again, one person, one vote, only Americans vote. Trump wins Wisconsin, Trump wins Michigan, Trump wins Pennsylvania, Trump wins Arizona, and wins in a landslide. Maybe he wins a bunch of other states too, but definitely those states. That's not our election process, folks. The Democrats cheat. In fact, we've got this video here where an NGO called Mi Familia admits that they register non-citizens to vote. They admit it here in clip 26.
Don't they do that? Don't they do that inside?
Huh?
You register inside, don't you?
I mean, they allowed us to do it over here because it looks like they, I don't know if they don't want to do it anymore, but they authorize it also.
It's only they check a box, that's all.
Why all the blue?
No, the blue is nothing. This is an organization.
This is a NGO.
Huh?
Non-government organization.
Yeah, it's a non-government. It's meaning Spanish, my family in action.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes, ma'am. And update information, like when the people changes the updated.
It's a Democrat NGO that registers non-citizens to vote, ladies and gentlemen.
We're not allowed to talk
That's why the Democrats don't want to pass the SAVE Act. They're relying on the illegal immigrant vote. It's ridiculous. But I think it all comes down to Nevada. Will Republicans realize it and protect the vote there?
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
Folks, the big boy press conference hasn't even begun, and Biden has already completely blown it. He just did that short introduction of Zelensky, because he just promised Zelensky more of our money, more of our weapons, and that he's going to sign a deal so that Trump can't shut it down. Trump can, of course, shut it down. Of course he can. Biden just canceled even more energy contracts that Trump had signed. Trump had contracts for the wall signed. Biden canceled them. Trump had contracts for energy production signed. Biden canceled them. So absolutely, 100%, Trump can cancel this war contract that Biden made with Zelensky. But that'll be the narrative. If Trump gets in and cancels it, they'll say, oh my gosh, he can't cancel it, because they just love Ukraine so much and they just want to give as much of your money and weapons to Ukraine as possible. So Biden introducing President Zelensky, calls him President Putin. You can't make this stuff up.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. I'm going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
Wow. And guys, play it. No, what? He's doing the Cornholio arms again.
He's
doing the Talladega Nights arms again. Ricky Bobby arms. Play it again.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. I'm going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway. Mr. President,
I'm better.
Anyway,
you are a hell of a lot better.
Yeah, yesterday Zelensky said he wants to kill Putin. This is just a clown show. This is just a clown show. He has the Ricky Bobby arms, and he says, I introduce President Putin. And he says, oh, I'm so focused on beating President Putin. Wow, that's interesting. He's more focused on President Putin than he is America. He's more focused on Putin than he is our border, our economy. That's just amazing, isn't it? That is something else. By the way, on the economy, guys, I seem to have misplaced the tweet. I'll try to dig through my stack here. But they're bragging. Democrats are celebrating this clip. Here, play clip 21, and maybe I'll find this. Play clip 21.
Right, so the month-over-month number coming in negative 0.1. The expectation from the street was 0.1 to the upside. So that is cooler than expected. On the inflation story, the year-over-year number, 3%. Expectation was 3.1%, and that's coming down from 3.3% the month prior. So, again, a cooling story is on your hands right now. As you can see, core month-over-month, that gained 0.1%. The expectation was it was up 0.2. So, again, a cooler number.
So, in other words, inflation is still at 20% since Joe Biden took office, but it's down 0.1%. Okay. Now, this is Big Lib Ed Krasenstein. Could inflation be at a healthy level by Election Day? It's very possible. Would Biden get credit? Insinuating that Joe Biden deserves credit for inflation going down 0.1%. You know, it's so great when liberal commentators crap their own bed. So 20% inflation raise when Biden is president. He has nothing to do with it. That's all Trump's fault. You can't blame Biden for the 20% inflation, which is now permanent. Inflation goes down 0.1%. Biden deserves all the credit. What a hero Biden is. Look at what he's done for the economy. It's down 0.1%. Biden deserves credit. Well, what about it's up 19.9%? That's Trump's fault.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Inflation is up 19.9% since Biden got into office. But it's down 0.1% now, so Biden deserves credit. He's so great for the economy.
All right, folks, you know, I said this earlier this week, and it's just true. I'm kind of... The political wonk is almost irrelevant. That's why earlier I'm saying, hey, look, you can have debates about Kamala Harris, legitimate or not. It's not going to be relevant. If she runs and gets elected, nobody's going to care. It's not going to come into play. You might think she's totally illegitimate with your interpretation of the law. Won't come into play. Same thing. She's not even African American. Won't come into play. And so I've realized. I guess this is what Steve Bannon maybe refers to as noise. But it's like the same thing with all this economic crap. Inflation, this, and these numbers, this, jobs, numbers, that, unemployment here. It's like all this noise. What does it really come down to? Cost of living, consumer price index. I get virtually the same thing at the grocery store once a week. Basically the same thing. And I understand, you know, steak is more expensive than it's ever been, and eggs are more expensive than they've ever been. I get virtually the same thing. It's like mostly just steak and eggs and then some juice and some other stuff. And for the first time, there might be some minor changes to what I get. And for the first time ever, my grocery bill went over $300. First time ever. First time ever. And I remember when Biden got in, it was the first time it ever went to $200. Now it's $300 for some steaks and some eggs and some juice. And I'm just like, what the hell? So that's the real, that's what really matters. That's what people see. They see what they pay at the grocery store. They see what they pay at the pump. They see what they pay on the energy bill. You can sit here and throw numbers at them and make claims about unemployment and inflation and all this other crap. It's all just noise. People live in the world and they see their bills going up dramatically and they're struggling to make it. They can't make their car payments. They can't make their credit card payments. And they're forced to decide in the Biden economy, do I go to the grocery store or do I pay off my car debt or credit card debt? That's the Biden economy. That's the real economy. So you can sit here and say everything you want about Joe Biden's economy or inflation or deficit or debt or it doesn't matter. People live in the real world. These energy bills are going to skyrocket if the Democrats remain in control. Grid operator tells Californians to prepare for power conservation. And that because of the heat, they're going to have to turn off the power. And so really what they'll end up doing is just raising the price of energy because, you know, it causes global warming or climate change or cooling or who knows. Depends on what day of the week it is. They'll change it. Or acid rain maybe. I don't know. They use that one too. Or maybe it's the ozone. It doesn't matter. They just make something up. You're causing it with your energy. What they're going to end up doing is they're urging Californians to stop using their air conditioning. What they're going to end up doing is just making the cost of energy so expensive that you just can't even afford it. That's ultimately what they're going to do. But it's to stop climate change. You think your energy bill is high now? 4 more years of a Democrat president, it will be double. It will be double. They will price you out of cooling and heating your home. What do you mean you can't live in your house at 80 degrees? Of course you can. You don't need your house to be at 70 or 60 degrees. Selfish. You can do 80. You can do 90. You don't want to kill the planet. Live in your house at 90 degrees. Live in your house at 80 degrees. Yeah, sure, all the rich people like Nancy Pelosi keep their thermostats in the 60s, but they're rich. They can afford it, not you, peasant. Sure, Bill Gates keeps his house. You know, Bill Gates has a house in Seattle where every room is temperature controlled, and you get like a little thing that it'll control your climate or like the atmosphere of the room. So if you like it at 65, every room you walk in will change to 65. Hey, good for Bill Gates. He's got a bunch of money. He can use as much energy as he wants. He's rich, not you, peasant. Bill Gates doesn't drink the poop water. You do. All right. We're mere moments away from Joe Biden's big boy rally. Big boy. He's already just butchered the first public appearance he's made, calling Zelensky Putin. My goodness. You know what? Let's do this and then get into some of this other election news. Mike Lee is right about NATO. If NATO wants Ukraine to join it, America should be out. But he needs to go all the way. America should get out of NATO, period. Forget about this if Ukraine joins NATO or if NATO wants Ukraine in it, then we need to get out. How about we just get out of NATO, period? This was Mike Lee on the floor earlier today, clip 24.
European capitals have grown far too accustomed to U.S. subsidized security for way too long. It's an imbalance that has allowed Europe to enjoy constant protection without bearing the risks or the costs. Today, as Washington hosts the annual NATO summit, we find ourselves at a crossroads. NATO, now turning 75, is in alliance with major issues. And despite the rhetoric from President Biden and his handlers, the simple truth is that we cannot afford to consider admitting Ukraine, nor should the United States be making overtures about future membership. As NATO gathers on our soil, the U.S. needs to be forthright with our allies that the U.S. cannot sustain the massive levels of support for Ukraine, and any discussion of Ukraine's membership cannot be on the table.
All right, he's 100% right. That's good. He goes on, but it, really, we should just get rid of NATO altogether, or America can leave NATO. But see, that's what's funny is if America left NATO, it would dissolve because we fund the whole damn thing. It's just a giant money grab from our pocketbooks, and I'm sick and damn tired of it. But you know what? If that's what it takes, if that's the political strategy to say, okay, you want Ukraine in, we're out. Then fine. I'll take it. It's better than nothing. But really, we should already be out. Actually, not only should we be out, we should actually be forming an alliance with Russia. How do you like that? How about that? I want out of NATO, and I want into Russia. How do you like that for some foreign policy? I want to make deals with Russia. I want to have a strong partnership for energy production with Russia. That's what I want. Not only do I want out of NATO, I want in with Russia. And any smart person, geopolitically, any true modern-day intellectual would tell you that would be the best foreign policy for the United States. We'd be in, like, the vast majority of the time zones between Russia and the United States. We'd have massive control over the flow of oil and energy. We'd be able to make incredible trade deals, especially if Russia maintains Crimea. I mean, we could dominate the world in trade. We could really compete with China and the burgeoning economies of the Middle East if Russia was our ally. That would be a huge partnership. But instead, we want to push Russia aside. We want to label them a boogeyman. We want to start wars in their names, push them into the arms of China. How's that going for us? Oh, just on the cusp of World War III. Oh, just giving Ukraine all of our money and weapons. How's that going for us? Oh, just gas at record prices. All right, I'm going to stop. So this is CNN. Well, okay, we should probably visit this first. It was Word. I forget where the station is. Joe Biden does an interview, a radio interview, with radio station WURD. A popular black radio station, and the host comes out and says, well, they gave me the script of questions before the interview. So the Biden administration literally scripted the whole interview, sent them to the talk show host, so it was a fake interview. Now the same thing has happened in Milwaukee. Milwaukee radio station says it agreed to cut out parts of their interview with Joe Biden that made him look bad after the Biden campaign called and demanded it. So they're scripting interviews, they're editing interviews. They did the same thing with Stephanopoulos. This whole thing is a farce, and that's why this big boy press conference could just be an outright disaster. All Biden had to do was introduce Zelensky today. That's all he had to do, folks. All he had to do was introduce Zelensky, and he called him Putin. I don't know how Biden goes less than 30 minutes, or otherwise that will be the story, how he can't go longer than 30 minutes. I don't know how he goes more than 30 minutes without being an outright disaster. We'll find out soon. But here's CNN now. Apparently, this press conference that we're about to see, the big boy press conference, apparently this whole thing is scripted. This is CNN telling you. In clip.
According to two sources, before cabinet meetings that the president attends, cabinet officials will submit their questions and talking points, key talking points and bullet points that they plan to present to the president in these closed-door meetings. This is how one source described it. They said the entire display is kind of an act. They would come and say, hey, the president is going to call on you about 25 minutes in and ask this question, what are the bullet points that you'll respond with? Now, the White House's defense has been that that is standard practice for any administration. They said in a setting like this, you never want the president to be not aware of what is going to be discussed. They want to also just be mindful of the president's time. But we also spoke with sources from the Obama years who said in the cabinet meetings for former President Barack Obama,
there's that name again.
Those were never this meticulously scripted.
So people are saying the big boy press conference is scripted and pre-planned, And Obama officials are coming out and saying, no, we never did that. That's never happened. There's that name again. Obama. Obama trying to purge Biden. I'm thinking it's going to be Harris Obama. But this could be Biden's last shot. Maybe they're saying, Biden, all you got to do is make this free throw. We'll keep you on the ballot. And when he bricks it, they're going to make all the moves to get him off. And they, because here's the issue. They have to do it in the next 2 weeks. They simply have to do it or they're screwed. All right. Alex Jones is going to be rejoining me rejoining the InfoWars live transmissions here today. In mere moments, as we're going to be doing live coverage of Joe Biden's big boy interview. So myself and Alex Jones are going to be covering that live. Some other news before we get to that point. Listen to what John Kirby said to Brett Baer. Some incredible nuanced admissions here in clip 7.
You know, a couple of elections ago, there was the 3 a.m. call. Now there's real concern about can he handle some something, you know, that doesn't happen between 10 and 4 p.m.
He gets calls in the middle of the night all the time. And you know, a couple of G7s ago, Brett, you might remember, there was a missile that fell in Poland. There was a concern that it could have been a Russian missile. That call came in to him in the middle of the night.
All right, pause that and rewind it. There was a missile that fell into Poland. And there was concern it might be a Russian missile. Folks, do you remember that? They claimed it was a Russian missile. They said it was a Russian missile. They blamed it on Russia because they wanted to start a war with Russia. So he just, oh yeah, we lied about the missile in Poland. Yeah, we lied about the Russian missile in Poland to try to start a war. Yeah, we tried to false flag Poland to try to start a war. He just glazes over it. I mean, that is incredible. Folks, we're talking about false flags to try to start World War III, and John Kirby glazes over it in one of the biggest FUs I've ever seen. And Brett Baer, you know, maybe he's thinking about his golf swing and he doesn't catch it. He's a scratch golfer, apparently. What do you mean, a missile fell on Poland and you know, we thought it was Russia, but it wasn't? No, you claimed it was Russia. If it wasn't for the independent press, you would have said it was Russia. You would have run with that false narrative, and you would have started a war with Russia. And he just glazes over it like no big deal. Like, yeah, we lied about a missile in Poland. Big deal. So what? Get over it. What? He admits it. And okay, but now here comes the second nuanced reveal. Biden gets a call late at night about the false flag Russian missile, fake Russian missile. Biden gets a call in the middle of the night. But listen to what he says next. Go ahead.
You know, a couple of G7s ago, Brett, you might remember, there was a missile that fell in Poland. There was a concern that it could have been a Russian missile. That call came in to him in the middle of the night. He called together the G7 in a snap meeting by 8 o'clock that morning.
8 o'clock in the morning? What? A snap meeting? 8 hours later? You just confirmed it. So first he confirms they tried to false flag Poland. Glazes over that. Then he says, middle of the night, so Biden calls a meeting at 8 a.m. Well, okay, so he went back to bed? What are we talking about here? What are we saying here? This is a defense of Joe Biden? He gets a call in the middle of the night. So what is that, 10 p.m., midnight? Let's say it's midnight. Biden gets a call at midnight. Hey, Russia just struck Poland. They're probably lying to him about it. Russia just struck Poland. Anyway, let's talk in the morning. Okay. We'll schedule a meeting for 8 a.m. in the morning. You just proved the point. I mean, folks, John Kirby is not very bright, clearly. He admits they lied about a missile in Poland. Then he accidentally admits that, yeah, Joe Biden can't work at night. And that's just incredible. I got to tell you, that is the epitome of this administration right there.
All right, now we got a lot coming up here. We're skipping breaks the rest of the way. We got Alex Jones rejoining me in studio any minute now. The big boy press conference is supposed to start in 7 minutes. Who knows? Biden might be getting his butt wiped right now. He might need a fresh diaper. So who knows when the thing is actually going to stop? Actually going to start. But it's supposed to start in T-minus 7 minutes. And so here's what I'm looking for. Obviously, it's can Biden even talk? That's the big test. But they're calling it a big boy press conference. That came right out of the White House. Why? Because the joke is that Biden can't talk. That's the joke. Biden has not done a presidential press conference, I believe, in years. Could you even recall the last time Biden did a presidential press conference? They used to write stories about how 100 days since Biden press conference, 200 days since Biden press conference. They just quit writing the stories because he just doesn't do them. He does 10-minute speeches every once in a while. He doesn't take questions. He might have some joint press conference where he and another world leader will read a statement, and then maybe somebody yells a question at him and he answers it. There has not been a presidential press conference in years. So the joke is it's the big boy press conference because he doesn't do press conferences because he can't physically, mentally do press conferences. Now, anything short of 30 minutes just proves Biden can't do a press conference, period. End of sentence. If Biden can't, if Biden does not go for 30 minutes, I don't even care if it's scripted. The whole thing can be scripted. He'll still muff it up. So if this press conference is less than 30 minutes, that's a white flag. He's done. Really, he probably needs to go for an hour. Now, CNN is already reporting the whole thing is scripted. But folks, how does this thing even go for Biden at this point? The whole, don't you think the media is going to be asking about can he run for president? Of course they are. Even if it's scripted, that's going to be the story. So, oh, and by the way, President Biden, you just mentioned Zelensky as Putin. So all of this is coming up. Alex Jones about to join me in studio. The big boy press conference, Biden's first press conference in years, guaranteed to be a disaster. This might be his make or break moment. So we'll be right back live in studio right after this.
The president will hold a press conference, I guess a big boy press conference is what we're calling it.
A big boy press conference.
What's up, big boy?
I am a big boy, a big boy, a big boy. Oh, I am a big boy, and this is what I do.
Joe, you did such a great job. You answered every question. You knew all the facts.
Oh, I am a big boy, a big boy.
They are describing it at the White House as a big boy press conference.
What's up, big boy?
Oh, I am a big boy, a big boy. Oh, I am a big boy.
Oh, I am a big boy,
and this is what I do.
2, 10, 12, 15. Pope stepping on him. That's black.
One way to stop getting people to focus on him being 81 and possibly having issues with his acuity is just to call him a big boy.
This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
She knows so long as he was denied.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation, remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
I was sitting, you know, 2 feet from him across the table, and he was, you know, intense.
Have trouble walking sometimes? Yeah, so did FDR.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on.
Very lucid, very well informed. Biden is stately, and he comes with gravitas.
One debate later.
Both fellows, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare, We're finding housing for Black Americans. The impact of on the choice, the idea that they're gonna, I'm proposing that everybody, they pay, the millionaires pay 1%. 1%. So no one after, I would not raise the cost of Social Security for anybody. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And wants to get away with, get rid of the ability of Medicare for us to be able to negotiate drug prices with the big pharma companies. What I'm going to do is fix the tax system. For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America. I mean, billionaires in America. No one was hurt. No one Israeli was accidentally killed, and it just stopped. And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more border patrol and more asylum officers.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
Happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Company and coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best tasting live coverage from the War Room with your host, Owen Schroyer, and yours truly, Alex Jones, of the vaunted first press conference in 3.5 years by the big boy. And we're going to play a clip in a moment while we're waiting for him to get on screen. He's a little bit late, obviously, probably taking a methamphetamine or Adderall shake right now. But obviously, earlier today, he called the dictator of Ukraine, Vladimir Putin. So it just gets richer and richer. Let's go ahead and roll that.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You can beat President Putin. President Zelensky.
Oh, my God.
I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway.
All right. Owen, I think we should play that twice without me laughing, and then you can respond.
No. Good luck not laughing, though.
Now, roll it 2 times back to back. This is another cheap fake. This is fake, folks. It's not real. No, it is real. He did it. They admit it. This is not a cheap fake. Here it is.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You can beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better. And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
You know, if you go to my X account, I did an imitation yesterday that's gone viral of what Biden acted like in the debate. Maybe we can show the B-roll of that. But let's punch up the live debate feed. Is he out there yet? Nope. Next up, big boy press conference. Owen, you're hosting the War Room here. We're going to continue on commercial free now, even after the show ends in 27 and a half minutes here. But you were saying, as we were during the little promo break there, that if he doesn't go more than 30 minutes, this is not a big boy press conference.
Yeah, I think anything less than 30 minutes is basically a white flag. I can't do it. I can't hack it. I can't make it. I can't go longer than 30 minutes. That's a white flag. And, you know, the most recent times where he's been forced to basically make a statement when there's been big things happening, like when all the riots were happening, when there's things that break out in the Middle East, in Israel, in Ukraine, he's basically forced to make a statement. He never goes longer than 10 minutes. I mean, normally you're thinking 30 minutes, you're making a big statement. He can't do more than 10 minutes. So, I mean, I'm looking at this big boy press conference, 30 minutes minimum, probably an hour worth of questions. But we're also talking about a guy who hasn't done a press conference in over a year. So he's got a lot to answer for. I don't even care if it's scripted. It can be 100% scripted. He still has to make it longer than 30 minutes.
Kids, roaches, hair.
I'm batting my legs, and they rub my legs down.
Corn pop.
I don't know how bad. I think this is going to be a disaster, and maybe it's meant to be a disaster.
Oh, this is a real photo from this morning.
No, give the audio, Alex. Don't laugh at this. This is very serious.
Roll the audio.
I'm a big boy. That's a big boy, sir. I'm a big boy. I took a big boy poop. Yes.
My butt's been wiped. My butt's been wiped.
Ladies and gentlemen, Operation, you know, we joke about this, but it's so sad for our country. But they're looking at the numbers. There's almost no way to remove him now. Multiple states can't get him off the ballot now. It looks like we are stuck with Big Boy.
They basically have 2 weeks, Alex. I mean, you're looking at a two-week deadline. That's why they wanted to push up, because they were first going to do a virtual ceremonious nomination, because their DNC in Chicago in mid-August is too late.
I like that, ceremonious.
It was just going to be a ceremony. Well, I guess really the convention would be the ceremonious thing. Virtually nominating him would be the official thing, but they had to do that before July 27th. So they were going to do it late July. Then they were saying, well, we need to do it July 21st to get this thing done because of all the calls for his removal.
The big boy's refusing.
Well, I don't know if Big Boy knows what's going on, but they might need a rabbi schmully insert.
And even NBC News, it mentioned what we were saying years ago with Roger Stone, has great sources. Jill is basically the president, and the chief of staff is Hunter. So we have a crackhead lunatic as the chief of staff right now. And people say, well, don't worry, he's still a puppet. Yeah, but even foreign governments try to call the Pentagon or try to talk to the CIA. It's been years since they've talked to, like, the Russians and people. And the Chinese say they get a call, like, every 3 months. Like, usually the U.S. government's talking, like, every 5 minutes to other governments. There's, like, just stillness. Just,
well,
I like that sound. It, like, when you're not old enough, but when we were younger, at midnight, they'd play the Star Spangled Banner. And then we just put up a TV symbol there, and we go, at the end of the night. And it's just kind of like a,
well, Kirby just admitted it, that Joe Biden can't get up at night. Orban is about to meet with President Trump. He won't meet with Biden. Biden doesn't answer the call. So Orban is about to meet with President Trump, and they're concerned. The media is panicking right now that Orban is basically acting as intermediary between Putin and Trump. And this is why they signed that Ukraine compact today.
Keep the war going forever outside of Trump.
Yeah, even though
he can reverse.
Trump's trying to have peace. They don't want peace.
This isn't about me telling stories to sound important. When I got married 7.5 years ago to my new wife, Trump found out the wedding date and called the night of the wedding for 10 minutes and congratulated my wife. I mean, that's the kind of, he was president like 8 hours a day on the phone, because that's real power, is being able to call people when you're the president. Talking to world leaders, you name it, calling my wife up, calling me up. I mean, can you imagine the energy Trump has versus this guy that won't even talk to world leaders?
Well, he's actually a sociable person, and he's a likable person. He has a big personality, and so that's
why he is a big boy.
That's why he's the real big boy. Well, Biden is the big guy, but now he's the big boy. So he's actually been taken down.
Now it's 10% of the big boy.
Big boy might only get 5% now. I don't know. Big guy gets 10%. Big boy only gets 5%.
Yeah.
He's already 6 minutes late. I thought they'd actually have him on time, because they have.
I told you he'd be late.
You said that he would be late. He was just at that meeting with Zelensky, so I was figuring, all right, they'll have him doped up and ready to go. The last two statements he made, he was right on time walking out of the doors. So he's already 7 minutes late. I wonder how bad this is going to get.
Should we play the Jeopardy music?
I don't know. We might be playing it all day.
Yeah.
It could be a long process.
Well, you know what? Let's just go ahead and play him just hours ago saying he was introducing President Putin.
I think Putin's laughing.
I think he's probably crying. This is very dangerous. You know, the United States is now moving long-range missiles, hypersonic missiles, into Eastern Europe.
Yeah, and they also said they're giving missiles to Germany, and Russia responded. Putin said, we view that as an act of war. Biden already said if we give F-16s, it's an act of war. Now they're sending F-16s.
And now they're sending hypersonic missiles as cruise missiles. And let me tell you, they don't put vanilla ice cream cones on top of those. They put nuclear weapons on them. So, and again, I didn't like the communist Russians. I'm not a Russophile. You know, but Kennedy, the Pentagon, in his first year in office, put Nike missiles in Turkey, medium-range missiles, with nuclear bombs on them, hydrogen bombs on them. And that's when the Russians put nukes in Cuba, and that caused the Cuban Missile Crisis. And it was back in the newspaper that, hey, the Russians were like, pull your missiles out. So it wasn't like the Russians just stuck missiles in Cuba to just mess with us. That was because of that.
Well, think about how corrupt the media is today compared to them, that was actually a big news story then. We basically just had Cuban Missile Crisis 2.0. They didn't even mention it. They just didn't even cover it because they got to protect Biden. So
that's right. Now there's Russian nuke subs that are always there, but now they're popping up off the coast of Miami doing nuclear attack drills.
Yeah.
Because our government, and again, folks, if the Russians did wrong, I don't care. I attack the Chi-Coms all the time because they're actually in our grill, okay, and control much of Congress, like Swallows well. The Russians have no flex when it comes to political manipulation. They do have a bunch of nuclear weapons. So, and that's what Putin said. He said, we can barely run our own country. It's three times the size of the U.S. We're trying to stabilize our country. We don't want to get any more land. They're not going to invade Europe.
Yeah, they've got enough land. They don't even know what to do with most of it. They got plenty of resources.
The only place that's got more resources than Africa, and that's a bunch of countries, it's a whole continent, is Russia. Russia's bigger than Africa, and it's the only, I mean, there's two places that got all the resources. I mean, you talk about oil, diamonds, rare earth minerals, timber, uranium, I mean, everything. And Russia has everything, but strangely enough, they don't have helium.
Which, for some reason, there was a shortage of, and now they're claiming that they found more. I know NASA uses a bunch of helium. But, you know, I think they keep making this claim like, oh, Russia will go into Europe. I don't think so. I think the farthest Russia would like to go.
It'd be a nuclear war. They only did it because the West started a war in Ukraine, a proxy war.
I think Russia wanted to free eastern Ukraine from the grips of the Kiev regime. They've done that for the most part. And I think Russia wanted Crimea because it is nutrient-dense land and great property.
Well, plus Crimea is there. Russia was founded 1,000 years ago by Slav the Wise. So that's where Russia comes from. Like, I don't know. I've never met your mother. What's her first name?
Annette.
So would you be mad if people kidnapped Annette?
Yes.
But that's where Russia comes from. Is Ukraine. So that's the issue. It's not like even if the Russians took over New York City, we'd be pissed. We've had that for 400 years, basically, you know, where New York is now, 300 years. That's where Russia was started. I know you know that, Owen.
Yeah, well, don't try to give this history lesson like Putin did with Tucker Carlson.
He did do that, didn't he?
Yeah.
So can we let's just see it one more time. Here he is. Hey, thank God. I told people to post on my X. People say, am I the guy posting on X? Yeah. 95% of the posts are me. That's why there's typos all over it. Plus, the voice to print thing has even more mistakes than me writing it. 95% of the time, it's me. But, like, I'll give them a headline. They'll write it. I did just tell them 10 minutes before he went on. I said, hey, put that clip out of him saying that, you know, thank you, President Putin, and just say, thank God Biden finally met with Putin.
He thinks he did.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there it is. Biden caught. That's not the headline I said, guys. Put it back up. Okay, I love everybody. Leave that up and put it. I don't care if you put it up twice. Just put it out again saying, thank God Biden's finally talking to Putin. That's what I asked for. See, I said I write the tweets, but then inadvertently they didn't listen to me. That's not my tweet. And I'm not mad. I'm not mad. Robbie was all excited because I walk in and I go, hey, get on my Twitter. Well, you know, comb my hair, what's left of it, and brush my teeth. So I went out and got something to eat with my family. And I said, hey, put up there that thank God Biden's finally meeting with Putin. And he goes, oh, I'll say we caught him with him. And I said, no. But dude did what he wanted. You see that right there? I don't care. Don't delete the tweet.
Insurrectionist.
Yeah, he's an absolutely. So I'm not writing these tweets now. It's updated. Okay, let's see it now. You don't need to erase the tweet. Just put it out again. Thank God Biden's finally meeting with Putin. Maybe we can stop World War III.
That'd be nice. He's now 12 minutes late. This is just...
Is Biden in the room or are you farting?
This is just bad. A dude just walked in the room. A dude is the one that walks in the room, and now you're going to blame me?
No, I know, dude. That's a dude fart. Is that not horrible? Oh, you know, they say who smelt it, dealt it, but I know that's dude. I've been on the road from Scotch. I'm actually on a secret mission with him this weekend.
This is what happens when Biden shows up late. Can you imagine?
He is the worst farting on airplanes. Rob, get in there.
Oh, my God. Don't put him on blast. Bust been what?
Zoom in on the culprit.
Where is Joe Biden?
You fart in the control room, not
I blame Joe Biden.
God, you're right. That's a Rob, dude. Oh, my God. See, I've known Rob too long, and I know what his farts smell like.
This is what happens when
it's
Biden.
Like we're married.
What's going to happen if Biden's another 10
damn,
minutes late?
Dude. Don't look at his guilty face. You're right. Zoom in. You see that? That is a guilty.
It's Rob Dew.
That's you.
It's Rob Dew.
Well, if it was you, Owen, your fart smelled just like this.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't known Dew long enough for that to be going on.
No, maybe just looking at Joe Biden's blue screen. Maybe
Joe Biden. Well, he is. Do you think Biden is going to wear a diaper tonight? So, yes, I think
like
so.
Like a dead animal in here.
I think Biden wears a diaper.
How viral is this Rob Dew?
This is going to be fun. This is good for Rob's future.
Yeah.
He's going to make something out of this now.
I'm going to be stuck on an airplane with him this weekend. There's nothing worse.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
My
all
first
right,
bulldog
all right.
died a few years ago. It's the only creature with worse farts. All right.
May he rest in peace.
Captain.
Now, I remember you were broken up after that. I remember that.
Yeah. Rob, I'm sorry. Let's look at how guilty Rob looks.
All right. All right. Over under at this point, Biden now 15 minutes late. Over under. I mean, how late is he going to be?
Well, let's double check, because first they said 5:30 Eastern, then they said 6 Eastern. Then
yeah, they already delayed it an hour.
it was twice today. First they said 5, then they said 5:30 Eastern, then they said 6 Eastern, then they said 6:30 Eastern, like at 2 o'clock today. So they've changed the times. Guys, can we check and see if they've changed the time? They obviously haven't told the White House. It says right here.
Yet. He's just late. Biden's just late. He must have had a disaster. He must have had a serious problem.
Must have done a Rob Dew.
Well, I don't know. It's something worse. I'm thinking something worse. Probably a Jerry Nadler. Wasn't it Nadler that had a pooped himself?
Absolutely.
He had a Nadler. I think Biden had a Nadler.
Hey, we're presidential material now, though.
This is a big boy. This is a big boy press conference.
All right, I'm turning to Biden. Just looking at him. That's, you know, the thing. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
Yeah, anyway.
Come on, give me a break. Come on, man. Here he is.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin.
Nice.
President Putin. I'm going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it.
Beating Putin?
Anyway,
what does that even mean?
Mr. President.
I'm better.
Is that
a
threat? Nice. By the way, what is this deal, Alex?
That is the biggest gaffe you can do, introducing a leader in wartime face-to-face and getting the name wrong and introducing him as the name of the archenemy. It'd be like if Churchill was introducing in England during World War II, let's say Theodore Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt was his cousin. So now I am turning into Biden, the other Roosevelt. And imagine he's introducing the other Roosevelt, and he introduces him as Hitler.
Joining me in studio now is Cenk Uygur. Cenk, how you doing?
You know, if I was world dictator, I would pass a law we could serve as donkeys. They'll probably actually. It's Teddy Roosevelt. Imagine if Teddy Roosevelt was introduced by Churchill at, say, the Yalta summit as Adolf Hitler.
You know, that is almost so bad you can't even believe it. Like, think about it. This whole purpose is to try to revamp Joe Biden, save Joe Biden as the candidate. And before the press conference happens, he has his biggest moment. He calls Zelensky Putin. That's almost like scripted. Like, did he do it in?
It's almost like Rob coming in here and doing what he did.
So you just called
definitely
him
deliberate.
you just called Zelensky Putin, and now you're going to be more than 20 minutes late to your own press conference. He's good though. He's fine. Smartest guy I've ever met.
Well, you know, I promised my wife. I guess what you guess. I said I bet this press conference only goes about 45 minutes because I kind of sped off early to have an early dinner with her and my younger daughter and my middle daughter. And then I left early from dinner down the street And she goes, oh, you'll be up till 9 o'clock. You'll be home at 9. I said, no, I swear, I'll come home. We'll get in the pool in the backyard. I promise. We'll light. She goes, you won't be back for 3 hours. I said, okay, sweetheart, we'll see. And now we probably won't be because he is not going to get up there.
I really wonder.
Meanwhile, I'm locked in here with Rob Deere.
I don't know about
gas chambers in World War II, but they exist here.
The doors here are wooden, Alex.
Oh, my God.
We've got a camera shot.
It's about to start.
Are these his speechwriters?
So we are now.
Biden expected to speak soon.
We're now 19 minutes late.
Expected to speak soon. Nobody knows what that means. They can't even get the flags straight. They're trying to figure out what to do with the flags. I mean, that's just, they can't even get the flags symmetrical. My goodness. How are they so unprepared?
Hey, go. Hey, go shuffle around in the background. Go shuffle around, you know. Just, let's not make it look like Biden's late. Let's just kind of shuffle around and look like we're still fixing things, yeah.
Exactly. Like, what the hell are we going to do? Get out there, damn it. Make it look like something's going on here.
Come on, shuffle around. Fix the flag. Touch the microphone or something. Do a mic test.
Big boy expects you to speak soon.
Yeah. I'm sure they're doing a test with 20 minutes late.
But they all act official and smart. And how much you want to bet each one of them's farting when they get up there?
Or they would crop
dust. That's what you do in the info in the studio.
No. But actually, they probably owe it to Joe Biden after everything he's done to them.
I don't normally smoke, but just to clear this room out.
I wasn't prepared for this. I've never smoked a cigarette.
Now this.
Where'd you get that?
This is gonna be like a gas explosion. You ready to die? Boom! We're all dead.
Damn it, Joe! What have you done to us? What have you done?
By the way, folks, I haven't smoked in decades. And then I picked it up only here and there. It's a bad thing. Kids, don't do this at home. This is fake. This is all a deep fake. Deep, cheap fake.
You know, I was, they had a negative story about Zyn nicotine products today.
Oh, my God. Nicotine's so good for you, minus the smoke.
I've never had a Zyn. I know that there's some members of the crew. I was going to, then Chuck Schumer said it was bad.
Listen, I hadn't smoked in decades, and then I tried to stop. During the sitting hip crawl, started smoking, and I tried the Zyn things. They're great. They're all that stuff's too strong. Because I used to chew tobacco when I played baseball in like, you know, high school, because everybody did it. And so I chewed like Levi Garrett and Redman, and wouldn't get sick. I get sick on those things, man.
The Zyns?
Yeah, they're just so strong. I'm putting them down. But I mean, I could shove a giant gob of Redman in my mouth and just be in heaven for an hour.
Long cut?
All of it. Okay, well, they're still testing. As if they got to have all of them have to stand up and check.
Get up there.
Definitely buying time.
Look at them shuffling around still.
Here. Let's hear what music they've got going now. Here we go. No, Copenhagen, Skull Long Cut. Let me tell you something. My grandmothers didn't do it. But my great-grandmothers were Texas old school. They did the powdered stuff in the little glass bottles. Because ladies didn't smoke. But behind closed doors, they stuck the powdered snuff in between their teeth.
Some women love Zyn. I guess because it's the same thing. They don't want to smoke.
Yeah.
But they like the nicotine.
Oh, nicotine by itself is very good. It's the tar and the smoke that's bad for you. All the studies show. Let me tell you something, Tucker Carlson, people don't know this. It's not even a secret. If you look carefully, he has it in his mouth at all times. Only at dinner will he pull it out. And then he puts it right back in. So he's on that stuff all the time.
So he's
just like saying the guy, the hair club guy, is actually not just the president. He's a member with Tucker and his. I'm not putting Zyn down. They're all super strong. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, I even try the weak Zyn, and it's just like, boom. I'm like, you know.
The only thing I like now is caffeine. It's like the only stimulant. It's just caffeine.
Oh, and you don't even drink anymore. Look at this guy. Look. As if, look, okay, they're definitely stalling.
Yeah, 100% a stall job at this
stalling
point.
For time. Now,
look at this guy on the phone. Oh, my gosh. Now they're bringing out new flags.
Okay, they are in full panic mode. He probably.
Wow.
By the way, I was told this by Secret Service and New York high-level police multiple times. I'm talking people in charge, that when Biden gets mad, he craps his pants. I don't make stuff up. When I'm joking around, I'm joking around. Smelled like potpourri in her earlier. I was joking about Ronald.
Do you think he pooped his pants? Why are they mad? Because they made him say Putin?
After they gave him too much methamphetamine and he's like flopping around.
Look at this.
And look, they're moving more American flags around.
They haven't known about this press conference. It's
and
not like they've had time.
Osama bin Laden's son is going to be there.
Oh, man.
Well, the Biden press conference so far has been great.
Yeah, we're now 23 minutes into this.
This has been really exciting from the big boy.
And I could be floating around in my pool right now.
Yeah, give us a smile. Come on.
Okay. All right.
Get that. Here, move that flag.
Let's go back to a month ago. Let's go back to the bikini contest.
Move that flag a little more. Man, how late? This is bad. More than 20 minutes late after an hour delay already, and they're shuffling things around to buy time now because they didn't know they were going to have a press conference.
I'm just scared of Rob Deere right now.
He's on the other side of the building now. Oh, look, they cut away. And now they got the NATO thing up there. Oh, my gosh. Now they have the NATO graphic up.
Well, we may be here for a couple hours. Hell, maybe he just died.
They might just cancel us. It just might be. So who predicted they would cancel it earlier? Somebody came in here and said they're just going to cancel it. I think it was Rob Deere. There you go, Alex.
Let's go full screen on
that. You got what you requested now.
Oh, my God.
This is what they're doing. This is how we're going to do it. We're buying time now.
The Lord is a good person and creates these lovely ladies.
We're buying time now.
By the way, I'm a Christian. I love God. But every time we do this kind of stuff, people get mad. They say, what are you doing? I didn't say I was a saint. Put her back up. God Almighty. Jesus. I love you, Lord. So you got to thank God for all the things he's created. And God gave us all this, not the devil. God gave us life. Our families, all the good things. Wow, look at her.
Is this the same show that you guys had on earlier? Is this a new one?
I don't know, but I like this better than the last one. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Lord giveth, doesn't he? I mean, God is... Is there God, folks? Yes, there's a God. God came up with that. All very good in matrimony. But let's go to the audio of this. This is spectacular. Oh, yeah. And other stations waiting for the big boy press conference are not bringing you this.
That's true.
And, by the way,
we're thinking about you, the audience.
You know.
That's how considerate we are. They cut away. They don't even have the shot of the studio up now. So as we wait.
Don't make us look at Owen and me. Let's go back full screen.
Nice. What do you call this music?
Kind of house, relax.
Like house.
House elevator.
Yeah, I was going to say house elevator. Yeah,
I like it.
Deep. This is deep house.
Deep okay. House. Deep. Definitely would go deep on all this. It's just, oh my goodness gracious. Things are looking good today.
Very presidential.
Old-fashioned artillery.
Presidential material here. This is what Kamala Harris used to do. This is how she got started in politics.
I like this athletic look, too. Man.
Yeah, she's an athlete. She drives a motorcycle.
This is an empowered woman. You don't see any trannies up there.
Not yet.
Well, Michelle Obama will come running on.
Someday.
Like the Kool-Aid guy crushes, or like the Slitz Malt Liquor. Guys, show the Slitz Malt Liquor bull bust to the wall. Wow, I can't even see. Wow, look at her. I can't even see the bikini straps.
Are there any?
Here's the best part.
Very, very little.
Oh, my goodness.
I think this is it for Joe Biden. This is it. He can't even show up on time.
I'd be getting this show in my backyard right now, so.
You're being denied this show, so you're trying to replace it? Is that what's going on here?
Hell, we just pulled up some bikinis and got to my wife. I posted on my wife's ex picture in a bikini. Everybody's like, you're disrespecting your husband. God made this. We should celebrate this in matrimony.
That's actually what the whole trans culture, the liberal progressive trans culture, is about.
Well, that's like Gillette ads. Remember where the guy tries to talk to a girl on the street, he's bad, gets stopped? No, guys talking to girls, and that's normal, folks. But convicted pedophiles trying to have access to your kids, that's okay?
Like, a steak is really good. A filet mignon is really good. So they want to fake it and have a bug paste steak and say, no, you eat this now. It's like, hey, a beautiful woman is, like, universally attractive. So they say, oh, no, we're going to give you a man that's pretending to be a woman now.
I like that blue on her.
I don't know this ad. What happens here?
It's a slip malt liquor ad. I was saying you should have Michelle Obama bust through the wall like the bull.
She's about to bust through the wall in this election.
Here we go.
A classic Americana.
Yeah, classic. Boom. There we go. Yep. Michelle Obama, man.
A bull.
No one does it. That's good. And now we need to see a Kool-Aid ad.
They just keep coming. The hits just keep coming.
And I'm not against a voluptuous woman. I'm just saying the more athletic ones kind of are my type. I put her down. She's a very beautiful young lady.
Oh, he's trying to win your vote over here. Oh, another.
Actually, I'm voting for Michelle Obama. There he is.
Pete Rose. Wow, these are throwbacks.
Jim Jones pops through. He goes, only way the Kool-Aid works if you all drink it.
Well, as Joe Biden is stalling and having his butt wiped, we're going back in time.
They are now 30 minutes late.
This is bad. This is really bad.
I noticed they had to all run around like they had a technical problem. They go, that's not working. You called it, Owen. And so now... Okay. Again, nowhere do you get live big boy press conference coverage like this. Now, nothing against her. She's beautiful, but she's too skinny.
I think that's bigoted of you, Alex.
Well, I'm allowed to have my preferences.
No, you're not.
Well,
that's very bigoted. How dare you?
Well, let's back this up to the beginning again. Let's start over. Let's just go through them.
Well, now, hold on. You don't want to...
Well, there's more coming.
Yeah.
All right,
we don't want to give them a repeat here. We're trying to kill time.